because I was getting to know you in a whole different way, and it was cool too. Like that other way was also nice, you know. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it makes me more curious about like who you are and what you're really about. I won't lie, you know. But again, I keep feeling that vibe of like, how you gonna do me like that? That is not nice. So you definitely, at some point, will have to like give me that explanation because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still gonna stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, my set. I got the man mindset, my set. Got so many girls on deck, on deck. Cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When they come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. It's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting. Keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single. He's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. So the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said it is game time.
All right, all right, all right. What's up, what's up, what's up? Let's get this shit. Let's get it. Let's get it. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. As we always do, we want to just let y'all know what we got on tap, kind of let y'all welcome you all in. I say thank you for all you guys listening to the show. Want to say I appreciate all you guys for listening to the show, and I welcome all those that are new to the show to this show that is kind of different than most things that you ever listen to, because we begin to go deep into the mindset. First off, I wanted you guys, if you can, go ahead, like, subscribe, hit the notification buttons if you can. We appreciate that. Now, as I said before, I said I was going to do something different because a lot of guys think it's a metaphor that I'm trying to give you or something. I don't know. But I've got something new for you. So what I want you guys to do is I want you to get in your cars, okay? Get in your cars, go to the Walmart, get your 100-piece puzzle set, okay? Buy your puzzle set, purchase it, okay? Drive back home, all right? Dump the pieces on the table and begin, gentlemen, to put the pieces together so you can create what we're trying to give you. I'm sorry, I had to do it. I had to do it because apparently a lot of you guys out there think that I'm playing around when I tell you get the puzzle pieces. So I ask all you guys out there, if you're new to all this, I welcome you all. And as I said before, please, guys, go ahead and get your crayons out. If you have any questions, go ahead and put a Q in there. If you're talking to a woman and things are going wrong for you, put a W in there. If you have a texting problem, you want to text a girl and something is going right, you need your boy's help, go ahead and put a T in that joint. Or if you want to stop me, go ahead and put an S or stop me. But this is what the show is for you guys to learn more about your mindset, how you think, and how you move, gentlemen, okay? And I welcome you all with open arms, okay? Also, at the top of the hour, for all you that are new, what we do is we take a minute off. I mean, not a minute. We do the creed at the top of the hour, meaning that we kind of give y'all not motivation, not inspiration, but another way of talking to yourself through the creed. And also, if we are lucky enough to hit 150 likes on the show, what we'll do is we'll stop the show for a second, give a shout out to everybody for a minute to say thank you for joining us. So with that being said, guys, I always have your questions ready to go, lock in. Shout out to all my dogs in there. Shout out to all the chat room dogs up there. Please, guys, stand the fuck up. Appreciate all you guys and all the ladies out there. Hey, ladies, how y'all doing? Hey, ladies, I'm working on the next track. All my poetry aficionados, I mean, that's for you guys. But for the ladies, I'm working on the next erotic track, so check it out. Matter of fact, I'm looking into this thing. I'm kind of like feeling it out where I can do erotic stories. So I'm kind of looking at that a little bit to expand the palette a little bit. So just something for y'all ladies and all you guys. But guys, if you have a question, gentlemen, please, just put a Q in there. I see a few questions. So I will be happy to answer any questions. I got one right here. I haven't read it yet, but I just want to make sure I'm caught up before we get into the show. So with that said, that being said, let me go ahead and switch over to the, let me switch it over. Okay, do women want to feel a rush of emotions? Okay. If you can explain, okay, it's not the rush. Okay, I think you're getting it wrong. Because if it's a, okay, I kind of talked about this yesterday. See, what goes up in the game can come down if you don't know what you're doing. And let me give you an example. Now, a woman could meet a guy, okay, and she can meet anybody, any of you guys. This is the good news. A woman can meet any of you guys and definitely, oh, not that one, I'm sorry, and definitely get a rush. And that means a little bit of excitement of, oh, my God, I think I found the guy. He's the one. This is the guy that I want to sleep with. This is the guy that I want to be with. And then as soon as you open your mouth or you begin to text, what is going to happen is that shift up is going to come down. Or it can be like this. It can be a double shift up. Wait, wrong one. I'm sorry. Where the fuck is it at? I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, it can definitely be like this. It can go up and come down depending on how much game you have. See, the rush of emotions is something a man gives a woman when he knows what he's about. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, man. Okay, how to deal with a woman that gives you a lot of attention but doesn't really try to mess with you the way that you want it to, okay? Text message says, I'm not that kind of girl. M1TA, I don't know what you said to her to make her say that. I need more information from you, please, to let me know what you said to her to make her say that she's not that kind of girl, and I'll be happy to answer your question. But if she's saying I'm not that kind of girl, I wonder what creepy-ass shit did you tell her? I don't understand. What could you possibly, because we don't tell you anything about sex. So what could you possibly tell her when she's saying I'm not that kind of girl? Guys, the lines are open. Oh, shout out. Oh, I'm sorry. God damn it. Shout out to the 382 on this date. You got the Man Mindset record. Guys, I want to call in 563-999-3056. Shout out to you guys. Ricky, I want to say thank you real quick. Thank you for the super chat, man. Appreciate the love, Ricky. Much love to you. Much respect to you. Thank you very much for that super chat, brother. Okay. I matched with a girl on Tinder. I sent her bio on Gmail. I don't want to say, hi, my name is so-and-so for the first text, and I don't want to start wrong either. Well, David, this is why I always tell you, this is why you should get your bid. When you get your bid, I show you exactly what to say as far as how to talk to a woman, why you're talking to them. I also create a blueprint of what you're going to use the rest of your life. I'll show you how to talk to a woman online, and I'll show you exactly what to say to a woman when you send the first message. So go ahead and get some coaching, and I got you, and I will be happy to let you know. It just won't be fair for me to tell you that. It won't be fair for me to tell you that if you're not doing it. The guys are doing it. Just get your coaching, 30 minutes of coaching, and we'll break that down. Steve, I told her I wanted something casual with her. But I don't – but see, this is – then M1TA, I think you're in the wrong place. Because as a man, I don't talk like that. And Tyler, we're gonna play that – we have your clip that you have, Tyler. I'm going to show that clip because I'm going to use that clip to catapult today's show. But what I'm saying to you, caller, here is your problem. You're in the wrong place. I never tell you to be vague with a woman. You want to be clear, concise, transparent, and impactful to a woman. And what you're saying, I can't help you because you're not doing man mindset conversations. See, you're being – see, what you don't understand, and this is why I always tell you guys, be careful about what people tell you and be careful about what you say to somebody, because when you say I want something casual with her, you are automatically placing a judgment on a woman that has her beliefs, her judgments, her morals, her values, and the fact that she doesn't trust you. And the fact that you want some casual, what are you saying to that woman? And you don't even realize it. What you're saying to that woman is, you're a slut, you're a whore, you're dirt under my shoe, and all I do is want to have sex with you, nut on you, and throw you out my door. And you don't even realize what you're saying when you say something, I want something casual, because you're too busy looking at, you're too busy rushing, looking at one tree versus taking your time and looking at the forest. So this is the problem. See, when you're saying you want something casual, you're saying I want to smash. And you're also saying I don't know anything about you, but I want you to come over to my house and give it up so I can just treat you like trash. And that's what most of you guys do not understand. Do never tell a woman you want something casual. Never do that. When you do that, you're doing more harm to yourself than good. Because as we try to show you the mindset and the game within the game to show you so y'all can know what to do versus what not to do. See, what I'm saying is, wait, let me see. So you should always be, no, I'm not being smooth. It's smooth is 229. I'll bring you 1 second. Smooth is just a part of what I am. I am body sex. I am smooth. I am romantic. I'm sensual. I'm sexual. I'm dirty. I'm nasty. I'm kinky. I'm naughty. I'm freaky. I'm a combination of all those things. So it's not just saying to be smooth. It's just the things that I say to women come out smooth because they never heard a man talk to them versus at them. So you don't have to do that. Now, listen, if you go back to the testimonial we put out a few days ago, you will see the two messages I put out seem to be smooth to the woman, but what she loved the most about it is that I was talking to her and not at her, okay? Let's see here. And it's not about patience. It's about what you're saying. It's remember, everything you say is going to put you on a trajectory. So because you said you wanted something casual, a lot of women know that you guys just want to fucking go. But here's the crazy thing. There are women out there that want to fuck also. 229, I got you in 1 second. There are a lot of women out there that just want a dick. There's a lot of women out there that just want to fuck. There's a lot of women out there that say, you know what? I just want you. You know what? I had a long day at work, had a long day at school. You know what? I just want to come over and fuck. Or can you come over and fuck me real quick? I just need some dick. There's a lot of women that feel that way. But you're not going to get to that woman when you're making her feel like a slut. They will do slutty things and nasty things, but you cannot make them feel that way. Let me grab area code 229. Sorry for the wait, sir. 229, how you doing, sir? How can I help you, man? What's your question?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I just have one issue. It's like when I talk to women, if we have like a connection, I can't help it. I happen to like catch strong feelings for him.
Then I can't help that kind of stuff, dog. If you in your feelings and catch strong feelings for a person, that just shows that you have a terrible makeup as a man. Men don't catch feelings. Women do.
Come on, man. We're men, man. We're still human, man.
Okay. Well, keep catching feelings. Bye. I'm going to tell you bye. Keep catching feelings, man. Fuck off. I don't give a fuck about it. I don't understand why you ask y'all guys ask a question and then you want to defend a position when you get called out on your weakness, man. If you catch feelings, man. This ain't the show for you. You're going the wrong place. Hey, all that catching feelings and shit. All right, text. I got y'all messages, guys. How do you text two girls after 2 months of not talking to her? The last thing she texted was, what is your number? I want your FaceTime. And you said, I'll let you. Well, here's the problem, Jacob. The problem is you're showing her what you are without even saying anything. Again, guys, this kind of goes back. Tyler, I'm about to show you a thing in a second. It goes back to what I was saying to you guys before. Every time you talk to a woman, what you do is either going to put you – I'm talking about the meeting phase. And what you did on your meeting phase is you hit her in a safe spot or a friendly spot going towards creepy. Now, I didn't say you were creepy. I say you're more friendly than she wants. And like I show all you guys that want one-night stands, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. But only in order to be the man to get a one-night stand on the chart, you must hit it at this point right here. You must hit it at this point. If you cannot hit this point, you will not get a one-night stand. So for a lot of you guys, what happens is a lot of you guys, when you first meet, there's a little bit of excitement, but then there is the dip by the reaction. And Jacob, this is you right here. There was a little bit of fun, a little bit of excitement, but as soon as you stopped talking to them, you dipped. Women are not going to just sit around and wait for you guys to just come around when you want to come around, when they can go around and talk to whoever they want, when they want to talk to. So, you know, you kind of look bad, Jacob, over there, man. What should you say? Well, get your 30 minutes. You learn your bid. I'll show you. Once you learn your bid and you say that, you can use the bid against the woman. But let me go ahead and grab Tyler. Let me see if I can grab the Tyler thing because I want to show y'all something. Give me a second, Tyler. Let me say, guys, hey, we're trying to break thought mindsets. Here we go. We're trying to break mindsets for y'all guys. Trying to break mindsets for you. So what we want to do. Let me see. Where am I going to go while we're breaking mindsets? Let's see here. Give me a second. I got to figure out what I'm going to do here. Because I got to play this Tyler one. And Tyler, I think I moved you. I'm going to go here and post your Tyler thing. I know you showed it yesterday. We had a few of them yesterday that we were showing. And let me grab Tyler and let me grab this one right here. Let me open that up and let me open up this one from Tyler last night. I want to give y'all examples because the thing that's important about this show, I want to show y'all what it's like when you are a man and you know what you're doing. So here's the first one I want you to see right here. We kind of went over it last night, but we didn't really get into it. So she's saying to him, you know, it's hot AF, you know, ass F, you know, as fuck, right? So he's saying, so you're telling me you're watching the videos of us in your living room right now. He said, he's saying to play with it for him. And what she's saying, yes, daddy, I want us. Then listen to what she's saying. Now, remember what I'm showing you is the reaction of a woman that knows the man is exciting. He knows what he's doing. He's not in his feelings and not making excuses. But let's swing to Tyler for a second. Now, Tyler's is pretty important. I want y'all to read that. Now, I got to get – hold on a second. I don't have it blurred, shot up large on mine, but you guys can see it. So I will read it to you. We can read it together. I'm sure that y'all are reading it past me. But let's look at what's going on and what's happening. She's saying, having to clean clothes does feel really nice. I would love to be the one – to do your laundry. That's what partners do with hugs and kisses. Second thing she's saying is, well, that's what I did. Forget where you told me you were at tonight. Maybe you didn't. Anyway, if you are on a meetup with another woman, which she means, be safe. I won't ask any questions. I might ask who was better. See, I'm going to show y'all something. Again, she's going to ask who was better. I'm not a jealous person, but this is just so weird in my world because she's not used to being on someone's roster. I need to know that I pleasure you and I and that you feel safe and loved with me, that I give you 100% of me. I'll try to help out financially where I am freaking out, out a bit this month. I'm headed to bed shortly. No more questions. I'll talk to you later. Now, gentlemen, what you're seeing right there that I want a lot of y'all guys to see is that a lot of women are not going to be used to the lifestyle because most women are running most guys. They're running the situation. They're running the guys, and a lot of women are not used to being around men that stand on who they are as men, okay? And so what you see there is the normal text message that y'all should be getting from a woman that is fascinated by you and one that just doesn't want to hang out with you. When you say don't ask questions, when you talk to women, does that mean never ask any questions or not the ones that don't lead anywhere? Well, see, all right, now, Jay, I'm going to show you off the top of the dome, okay? Only Jay, this is what I want you to do. Jay, I want you to just say anything that a woman would say to you on your date. Then I'm going to give you an example of how game works, what I'm going to say, and how I'm going to lead her where I want her to go. See, for a lot of you guys, y'all fall into what I call judgment number three. Judgment number three is trying to be what you think the woman wants you to be by asking her a bunch of fucking questions that you really don't care about. That's not leading anywhere. What are you asking? Why are you asking that? And where is that supposed to, where are you leading her with the conversation? Guys, please understand, women are going to ask and want to pick your brain. Matter of fact, if y'all listened to that testimonial 2 days ago, what did the woman say? I want to know about you. I want to know how you think. I want to know how you tick. So it's not necessarily you're asking questions. She's going to start asking questions about you. How many women are you seeing? Where do I fit in all this? What do you want from me? What is it? All you want? They're going to ask you questions. But we're never – I don't – listen – I don't give a fuck where she works. She'll tell me when she wants to tell me. I'm not going to ask her what she's looking for because I believe I'm that guy. So why should I ask when I know I'm the guy? I don't care what college she went to. If she wants to tell me, she'll tell me. But I'm not going to sit around and ask her no fucking questions that have nothing to do with me. But, Jay, what I want you to do, Jay, is just say something that a woman will say. Anything, Jay. I mean, I'm going to show you. It's not magic. Just do that, okay? She said, got that ass on lock, 21. This is what you text back to her. Take a photo of me and let me see what it looks like to have that ass on lock. And then after you send her that text message, 21, of having her ass on lock, say, you know what, I'm going to reward you with something tonight. What I want you to do tonight is I want to get her in the shower. Get her in the shower and tell her, let me watch you wash that body so I can see what it's like to have that ass on lock before we get together. Now, then you can set the date up or the time to fuck anytime you want during the week, dog. But that's your text message. Question right here. Would you say that being a take-it-or-leave-it type guy helped me advance in the game? The game isn't about take-it-or-leave-it. Because if you're making it about take-it-or-leave-it, then what you're doing is you're showing the woman that she has more power and control over you. I would never tell a woman to take it or leave it. I'm just telling her what is. And either she's going to accept it or not. But I'm not going to push her in a corner. See, listen, guys, when you tell a woman to take it or leave something, then you're trying to force the woman to be something that she doesn't want to be. And when a woman does something for you when she really doesn't want to do it, she's going to feel guilty later on. That's why I talk to them, and let them know what the deal is. Jay, I'm waiting on you to say something. If you don't, it's cool. But I'm just trying to help you out, Jay. If you can just say something that a woman says, I'll show you the game. I'd be more than happy, dog. It's up to you. Next one, Nathan says, what testimony? Now, you got all you got to do is when you go to the Man Mindset on YouTube, we posted it 2 days ago. It was a testimony 2 days ago about a guy talking to a woman for 5 months. But also, Nate, N-E, go to the Man Mindset. On the first page, go all the way down to the bottom. There is a set. There's one where I made a guy. I used my fingers, and I typed to him to what to say to the woman and made her play with herself live on the air. There's another testimony. We had a guy that wanted to talk to a woman. I told him what to say. He made her play with herself on the air live. All the testimonies you see are showing how bad this motherfucker is live on air where it's unscripted. It's not even scripted. It's unscripted. So that means you can see all that shit. But this testimony I have that I haven't posted on the main page is on the it's probably the third or the fourth video. You'll see it. It'll just say testimonial. You can't miss it, dog. It's right there. Let me continue to keep going. Jacob asked a question. Can you give me an example of what I should text her 2 months? She wanted my snap. Well, Jacob, here's the – okay, Jacob. Reason I'm passing you by is because with every – okay, remember I said this yesterday. Maybe you wasn't listening to me. When you go below that line, you can never come back up from the line. She's automatically have a perception of you that you are very inexperienced, you're a bullshitter, and you don't know what you want. If you come in right now trying to say some smooth shit, here lies your problem with a lot of you guys out there to like kind of take my stuff and the shit I show with Tyler and all this other stuff. Y'all take it and run with it. And then when the woman quits, then here comes the problem. The problem is most of y'all start so soft. Then all of a sudden you want to be a man. So then lies the question the woman wants to know, what are you? Are you the guy playing games? Are you actually that man? So I can't help you now because anything I say will put you in a position of being and talking like a man versus what you did for that woman two months ago, whatever, playing those little kitty ass games and shit. Let me see here. What are some of the values I should be looking for in a woman? Nothing. I don't want you to look for anything in the woman. You need to look for the values in yourself and show the woman why she should be fucking you. Here's the problem. You got to know what it is you want for yourself. You got to know what it is you want for yourself to have a little bit of self-worth, to know who you are, to know what you want, and to find out okay, I always tell you the women out there, they have their chauffeur, they have their the guy that's going to put up the Christmas lights, the dinner, the drink, the guy that's going to pay the bill, the guy to hang out, be a shoulder to cry on, the banks and the bitches. They already have their list. So when they meet a surface dweller, all they're sitting is saying, okay, let me see what your skills are. You're not going to fuck. Let me see what your skills are so I can put you in a certain category. But see, what I'm trying to get you to see is for you to create the categories that you have expectations. I mean, all you guys should have one woman that cooks breakfast for you. You should have a lunch woman. You should have a dinner woman. You should have one that gives you back massages. You should have an all-around one and one to hang out with and kick it with. And you should build off of those things. So what you want for everyone should have a classification of skill sets that you expect. Every woman should not just fall under one category. And if you want one to fall under a cook to cook for you and she doesn't know how to cook for you, take her to the grocery store, buy the items, and show her exactly what you want if you want her, if you want to be around her. Because when you're doing it right, they will do anything you ask because they don't want to lose your time. So it's something to think about, okay? Next question. Women don't play hard to get. Women just play, I don't like you. Yeah, I think y'all don't understand. You think they're playing hard to get. They're not playing hard to get. She's just telling you that there's no interest in you because there's nothing really special about you that makes her want to get at you. Women don't play hard to get. They know. Listen, please don't think women are sugar and spice and everything nice. Please don't think that they're innocent and they're like Rapunzel in the top of their ivory tower, just brushing their hair, waiting for life to go by. Fuck no. Women know exactly what they want. And as soon as you open your mouth and they realize that you're not that guy, you better hope they let you go. Because if you're not that guy and they keep you around, then they know you're fucking food. They're going to figure out where to place you on their list of guys that are not fucking. But that's what you don't understand. See, a woman's not shouldn't play hard to get. She shouldn't even get to the word hard with a man because we don't like to waste our time, okay? Just to let y'all know. Let me keep going. Y'all got any more questions? Go ahead and ask. The lines are open if y'all want to call in. Let me catch up with this. I'm trying to catch up with y'all questions before we continue the show. I'm just trying to get it. How do I stop being a surgeon? Well, again, you need to learn game, dog. It's not, again, you're asking how do I be a surgeon. It's not that. It's not like that. Jacob, question for Jacob. Jacob asked a question. I wasn't the one asking for a contact. She did. That's why I didn't talk. Do you think she was asking for your contact because she said she wanted to sit around and play Barbie dolls? Jacob, let me get your contact so I can go get – I got a great dollhouse, and we can play Barbies. And then after we play Barbies, we can play tea. And then after we play tea, we can go around and get some makeup and paint our nails. And then we can look in the magazines at all the boys that we like and all the rap stars we like, and we can post pictures on their wall. And then after that, we can prank call some of the guys and maybe sneak out and knock on it. I mean, what the fuck do you think she was calling? See, this is what I understand about you dwellers. These women are telling you that they're interested in you, but because of the fear of success, you didn't know what to do. So you see, you got scared because she was being the aggressor to you, and it threw you off. And that's why you got. That's why she ate your ass up, man. Let's see here. Jay finally said something. Okay. All right. Let me show you what I would say. What I want. First off, I can't tell you what I want from you because I don't know you well enough. As I said when I first met you, you know that I am sexually attracted to you. But also, you know, sex isn't everything to a man like me. I am not here for a relationship. And if I said or did anything to make you think that I want to have a relationship with you, you got me all wrong. That's not me. I'm here to get to know you in a more intimate way. I'm here to know more about you. But I am not here to get anything long term. If you think that, then you're with the wrong guy. I'm just looking for someone I can kick it with here and there. And now listen, here's the beautiful thing. I understand that you're looking for a relationship. And here's the thing. I'm not here to hamper what you're looking for. Please, by all means, if you want. Now, guys, please, I'm sorry if I'm just flowing with this shit off the top of my fucking dome because I know what the fuck I'm doing. But excuse me, let me get back to that. Please, by all means, don't get it wrong. If you're looking for a long-term relationship, I really feel that you should go find the guy that you want. But to be honest with you, I am not that guy. You cannot have all of me. But if that's the case, why can't you have me? Why did you approach me? Because I'm the kind of guy that goes after what I want. And when I saw you, I wanted to go after you. And that's why I'm here right now. I never said I was looking for a relationship. I said I wanted to get to know you in a more intimate way. Oh, my God. Oh, so here you go again. You just want to fuck girls, baby. I never said anything about fucking you. Did I ever say I wanted to fuck you? Well, then why are you talking to me? Why? What's your reason for talking to me if you don't want to fuck me? Wait a second. Do you actually think that I – wait. wait. You think that I came up to you because I wanted to fuck you? Wait, let me get this straight. You think all this stuff we chilling right now at Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks feeding the ducks and shit, you think that I'm trying to fuck you? Oh, baby, no, I think you got me all wrong. I thought you pegged me all wrong. Baby, I'm not here to fuck you. I'm here to show you why you should be fucking me. Yeah, and that's why I came up to you, because I can see in your eyes that you're just one of those women that just never been fucked the right way. I mean, think about it right now. When I started talking to you, we were fucking. When I made you smile, we were fucking. When I made you laugh and think and blush. I mean, how many times have you pressed that button, listened to my voice messages and all that stuff? We fucking. So if you think that I'm going to pander, beg, bend, and all that other stuff for you, but hey, candle maker, because all man, by all means, baby, let me tell you something. If you don't like what you hear, I will leave this in the window. I'll leave this in the window. And when you're ready to come back, you can. Did I miss a beat or a step? Did I stutter? Or did I tell her what was? I'm going out with you because I choose to go out with you. I am not going out with you for a relationship. Because you should already know a motherfucker like me is not a guy that is a one-woman man. You should automatically know that you're not the only one. Yeah, I think you know that, but you're just trying to make this into a fairy tale. But, again, if I'm not what you want, then you can go ahead and go home right now. And I hope you take care of yourself. And if you ever decide to call me back, please do, because I will give you a contract that you can't refuse. See whoever you want. Go wherever you want. Do whatever you want. And if you want some dick, you call me. Wait, why are you getting all mad? What, you want me to lie to you and tell you I want to be with you like all them other suckers do? I'm not a sucker, baby. What you see is what you get. You decide what you want to do. Rest on it. Think on it. I got all the time in the world. You know me. I don't play. I'll just move on. That's how, I mean, I go on and on. But, Jay, this is what I'm talking about. Did I ask her a question? Or did I talk to her? I never asked her no fucking question. I'm not going to ask her no question. I don't give a fuck like that to ask a question. Even when you go on a date, you don't ask her a question. You tell her, I want you to accompany me. I'm going to lake spread your ass cheeks. Hold on. Let me help y'all guys with this date shit, because apparently y'all even think you got to ask her a question about a date. No. No. Hold on. Let me take this off before I Let me take this off of this shit. So, you know what? It's Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning or Sunday evening, man. I'm about to go to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. I'm going to get a little bit of loaf of bread. I'm going to sit back and kick it and feed the ducks. Hey, I think it'd be great if you join me while I do it. That's it. You know what? I want some cocoa, or I'm going to go to the wine bar and listen to the jazz band Louisiana Reds. And you know what? It's a great jazz band. I'm going to sit back and kick it. I don't drink wine, but I'm going to sit there and chill. And I would love for you to accompany me there. You know what? I'm going to motherfucking get some ice cream, coffee, or fucking tea just to sit back and kick it at my favorite spot. And I would love for you to accompany me. Am I asking her to come? Fuck no. I'm not asking you to come, because I don't give a fuck if you come or not. Whether you come or not, I don't care, because if you don't, I'm going to call somebody else. Let me get this next one here. Hold on. Let's see what we got here. Lines are open, guys. You want to holler at your boy. So this woman likes me, but she doesn't want to fuck. I told her straight up. What I want is, I don't understand. So what's your question? I mean, is that a statement? Then put an S for statement. That doesn't, I don't know what that, what do you want me to do with that? I don't know what you want me to do with that. Let me know what you want me to do with that. I know the rule of Jill Scott. We have to pop that in a second. I'm in a situation right now. A woman I used to date, we're still in contact. She still reaches out occasionally when, and I'm doing my own thing. I went, well, M-Dog, I don't understand you surface dwellers. Why is you guys' self-worth so low that you will allow someone to call you occasionally and push crumbs off the table just so you can be a crumb snatcher and eat those crumbs when she calls you? You used to date her, so apparently your fuck game was not good. God, I just want to understand, man. When your fuck game is good, man, and you used to date them, they're not calling you to ask you how you're doing. They're calling you to say, can I get some more of that dick? I mean, if she's calling, if you dated her and she's just asking you how you're doing, ooh-wee. Oh, my God, M-Dog, I'm not trying to knock you, man, but, man, you didn't have her knees to her shoulders, dog. You didn't smash that pussy. If she calling you like, hi, I'm just calling to see how you doing, and you used to date her? Come on, man. But here's the problem, M-Dog. I say this with love. It shows that your fuck game is weak, because you don't even know how to handle this woman. Don't ever, listen, if you ever think about calling me to ask me how I'm doing, to check up on me, or anything like that, please don't waste your numbers and your fingers and your breath. Do that with somebody else. But if you want to fuck and you want to have some fun, call me. But don't waste my fucking time. I'm not a call me how you're doing. Now, please understand, what is weird, though, is that when they want to get in touch with you, they will like a post of yours, or they'll send you an emoji or a frowny face or a tear-eyed face. They do different things, yes. But I always let them know, don't call me asking me how I'm doing because I'm great. Because what bothers them is that they want me to feel some kind of way because they're not in my life anymore. And my life is fine with you and fine without you. You're not, I don't need you in my life to have a great life. So when they call you and ask you how you're doing, they want to hear you say, well, I'm okay. Well, what's wrong? None. No, talk to me. I just miss you, girl. Fuck, don't talk that way. Don't call me asking me how I'm doing. I don't want to. Look, call me because you want to fuck. Call me because you want to do some things. Don't call me asking me how I'm doing because I'm good. I'm fine. Let's keep going with this. You said when I told her all I want from you is a fuck, she said, okay, guys, I don't. You know what's so bad about me sometimes? I don't really necessarily have a collar to pop. But, guys, do you know how fucking badass I am? I'm a badass motherfucker. And KSG, you're definitely new here, so I welcome you with open arms. Guys, y'all want to call in, you have the number 563-999-3056. But KSG, let me just say this to you with love, brother. You are in the wrong place if you're talking to women that way. Because we never teach you surface dwellers to talk that way. That's why y'all ain't fucking. Because what you don't understand is you're showing her what you are by how you talk to her. Well, excuse me. You don't talk at a woman. To a woman. You talk at them. And this is an at them. How the fuck? Why would a woman want to fuck somebody that doesn't have any skills? That's not a smooth talker. That's not great in bed. You showing what you are by what you're saying, and she's supposed to say exactly what she's saying, but your problem is you don't understand why. I don't get it. I thought I was supposed to tell them I want to fuck, and I don't understand why they're feeling some kind of way. As I said before, my brother, you're new here, so let me edumacate you so hopefully you don't do any of that surface dweller shit by begging and pandering for some pussy that you ain't gonna get anyway because you have just become creepy, thirsty, desperate, and weird to the woman that has morals, beliefs, values, and the fact that she doesn't know you and doesn't trust you. Why do you think a woman that has all that stuff, why do you think that she's going to fuck you on GP? Now, KSG, now please understand this, my brother. If you had game and you could hit it right here, oh, man, dog, she ain't even going to ask. Or she's not even going to say, who do you think I am? She'll say, what time are you free? I'm busy at this time. We can set it up tomorrow. We can set it up next week. I'll be free. But you surface dwellers don't used to hearing women say that because a lot of y'all guys just don't have game by the stupid shit y'all say, man. This is weak as fuck, dog. You really need to get your game up, brother. Really need to get your game up. I texted this girl and she was interested at first. Then I told her what I want and she did. Okay. Can you please tell me what the fuck you said to her? I, nor anybody listening to this show, can read your mind. So I want you to tell me what you said to her to make her say she didn't want it. Then you said I decided not to give her attention. Now she keeps texting me from time to time. Did you not just hear what I just said to the guy a few things ago? She's only being, okay, because you're not creepy. That's good news. You're not creepy. You're just inexperienced, nice, and safe. So when a woman doesn't want to lose a nice, safe guy, that she, see, a woman doesn't want to be around a guy that turns her on. She wants to be around a guy like you. You don't turn her on. So she feels safe hanging out with you and all this other shit, and even feels safe enough to call you and ask what you're doing, because she does that to her brother or her gay best friend. She does that to the sweet guy that just doesn't have that game. And so what you're getting, because I want to know what you said, because we got to know what you said. Don't we, guys? Everybody listen, we got to know what he said, man. What did he say? We just got to know what you said. But, yeah, I got you. Just let us know what you said, man. I will damn sure post that shit. Let me see any other questions. Guys, y'all want to call in? Y'all got the lines here. Let me keep going and see if we hit anything. Kevin, I know you're new, so I'm asking you, sir, please put a Q. Put a Q. See, when you follow the instructions, everything works out great for us. And I won't have to waste any time telling you to please put a fucking Q. But wait, look below. See that ticker that says, for a question, put a Q. W for a woman said, it's right below. If you just take a moment and read. Okay, sorry. I apologize to everybody else that I had to educate him that he chose not to read, but let me read what he says anyway. I'm 23 in college with no place. Okay. Let me tell you guys why he's already failed. See, guys do what women do by trying to butter you up to make you feel sorry for them. What does your age got to do with your question? I haven't even read the question yet. And what does you having no place got to do with the question? Why are you telling me about shit that has nothing to do with anything? But it's like you making it about that. That's strike number one. You're showing your strikes. My question, is it better to pursue a woman while you go about your day, or better to go to places with the intent of getting women? Brother, this is why y'all go wrong. Everything you do is for pussy. And that's why you don't get any pussy. When you go out to do what it is you want to do. And trust me, when you go outside your door, they're like zombies. It's weird. Women are everywhere. You will always run into a woman everywhere. But if you're going out to meet women, you've already failed before you walked out, because you're making them so damn special, you're putting extra pressure on yourself to go do something that you know you ain't even got the confidence to do. Let's go out and go get some pussy tonight, guys. Man, y'all ain't getting no motherfucking pussy. But you know, the motherfucker be like, you know, I'm going to the grocery store. I'm going to walk down the street. I'm going to go get me some kibbles to eat and all this other shit. You want to know why he picks up women? Because he's going out to do what the fuck he wants to do, and he's not making his day based around women. So your problem is, young man, until you stop worshiping women, you're always going to be the same guy, because you're making it about the woman. We're here to make it about the man. We're here to make it about the man, okay? Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. Let's keep going. I don't know why this guy keeps asking me these dip. If a girl has a boyfriend, my response is usually okay. If things change, let me know. You know where I'm at. Find me. Is that a good response? I don't know. You tell me. Do you have your bid? If you got your bid, you let me know. If not, get your bid. I'll be happy to answer that shit. God damn, I can't believe this. How to become a smooth talker. Get game. Get coaching. All right, next one. Would you say smooth is what you are as opposed to what you... Oh, that's a good question. Smooth is definitely what I am inside. Smooth is not me being 5'7". Smooth is not me being black. Smooth is not me being 50 years old. Smooth is not none of those things. That's not smooth. That's not smooth. Smooth is what the fuck I create internally for myself, for any woman I see. I won't say I can get them all, but I will show them a different side that they're not used to. So smooth is what I create. I create my culinary school, my scribe. I create my drug labs, my studio. So all these things are already manufactured and already stored in my head. It's just when I go out, what do I want to say? How do I, you know, the hardest choice that I have to make is, is that what do I want to do to make, do I want to make her smile right now? Do I want to make her laugh? Do I want to make her blush? Do I want to make her think? Do I want to make her react? Do I want to make her smile, then blush, then react, then think? Or do I want to make her think, then blush, then smile? Do I want to make her react, then smile? See, there's so many choices I have. It's just what I feel like doing at the moment. And what I do at the moment, whatever I do is going to come off fucking smooth because I'm looking dead at her and she can't smell any fucking fear on me, man. Let's keep going. Trying to catch up to y'all things. Rudy, he says, I got my bed, me and a girl Tuesday. Put my bed on others. What would you recommend I do knowing? Well, again, get at me, Rudy. Get at me. We'll move up to the next point. You got that? We need to move up to the next point, okay? Next one up. He says, are you saying that she's testing me? What are you talking about? Is she testing? What do you mean testing you? Wait, did I miss something? Hold on. Let me go back. What do you mean testing you? Wait, I gotta go. Now you're making me go all the way back. Test you with what? Wait. No, she's not testing you. She doesn't want to fuck, dude. Brother, she's not testing you. She just doesn't want to fuck you. She's not testing you. You're a great, sweet, kind, loving, caring, gentle, thoughtful, caring guy that is just the sweetest guy in the world. Just how beautiful your mind works, how all you want to do is just throw fucking fruit petals at her feet and listen to all her fucking bitching about other guys. And when she needs to move something, you're there for that moment to help her move. You'll hang up her shit. If she has a broken washing machine, you'll help her fix it. You'll put, hey, when it gets cold outside, you say, don't worry, I'll put up your Halloween lights for you. You're just a great motherfucking guy. You told her I wanted an open relationship. So you told her you wanted an open relationship, so then what the fuck are you talking to her for? If you want an open relationship and she ain't down for that, candle maker, put the candle in the window and let her ass go. If she changes her mind, let her know. I don't see what the problem is. I don't see what the problem is. I don't even see why you even asked me a question if you got game, but you ain't paying attention. If you want to open, okay, here's the problem. Let me say, okay. You know why a motherfucker like me, the Lucarios, the 50s, and all the fellas can have open relationships and you can't? Because you always starting with your dick and not your fucking mind. That's your fucking problem. You can't ever have an open relationship the way you are because everything that comes out of your cupcake-ass mouth is always fucking. It's always your dick. But you want to know why they want to have open relationships with us? And they cool with us having women, and they're fine with it, and they still want to see us even though they know that they are on our roster? It's because we don't make it about the fucking, you dumb fuck. You want to open a relationship. Sure, all you surface dwellers want to open a relationship, but you're not going to get it because all you're doing is making it about the fuck. What about you will make her say, oh, wow, he's such an amazing man that I cannot let him go. I know he has somebody, and I got, you know what's so funny? And it just dawned on me. We don't even ask women for open relationships. We just give them the option of being on the team or not. We don't even, I never said to a woman that I want an open relationship, but I'm in so many of them that I never even thought about, gosh, I never even said that. So call it. Don't say it. Again, this is, I keep trying to tell you. When she recognizes that you're different, when she recognizes that you're exciting, she's not going to let you go. And even if you have somebody, she's still going to accept you. She might not like it. Like I said, if you look at the Tyler message one last time, if you look at the message caller, Tyler ain't telling these women he's in an open relationship. She just knows that what? There's another woman. But what she wants to know, not the open relationship, she wants to know, is that woman better than her in bed. See that y'all missing the mark, dog. Y'all sitting around, well, I'm a Aries, I'm a Sagittarius, and you know what? I want an open relationship. Man, they ain't gonna give you no fucking open relationship, man. You don't know what? You can't even handle one woman. Why would you? Come on, dude. Will y'all please stop telling women you want these fucking porn fantasies, knowing there's nothing on the back end that is going to help what you say on the front end? Please stop doing that, man. Please stop doing that, dog. Come on, man. You got to be better than that. You got to be better than that. Come on, dog. Why, dude, put a Q there? You're asking me, but put a Q. I'm just reading the Q's, the T's, and the S's. So make sure next time, I'm going to let this slide. Make sure next time, read this, the ticker, okay? Just put a Q. Steve, I have a question. This girl at my job was at the cooler when I walked up, and then she said, you definitely walked in on something and started something hard. Wait a second. Then she said to me, you definitely walked in on something. I started smiling. Well, sir, please leave these women alone at work. Go to your fucking job and do your job, please. Okay. I'm going to say something that's going to hurt a lot of feelings. And I'm going to say something that a lot of you surface dwellers cannot accept, but hopefully you will accept it after I say this one time. The women at your job, when you go to a department store, a shoe store, a hat store, a clothing store, any place that people are trying to sell something. What do all them people have in common with those women at your job? They're just being fucking friendly. They don't want your ass. When you're at the cooler and a woman's saying something friendly to you, she don't want you. Let me explain how it goes. It goes like this. What a woman at the job wants to do is kind of has to throw everybody. Okay, let's. All right, guys. God damn it. We're gonna go to the paper. Let me. Wait, before I say what I'm about to say, and if I can find a pen or a marker. Where the fuck? You know what? I bought a bottom in. Shit. Where's my markers at? God damn it. All right, let me give myself a moment. Hold on a second. I'll get a marker. Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to get a marker. Hold on a second. I'll break this down to you. Hold on 2 seconds. Because this is important, okay? So I'm waiting. I got to get my marker. I'll get a marker and I'll break this down. But we're almost time for the creed and everything. When I get to Mark, I'm going to break something down to you to help y'all guys understand the rules of office relationships. I'm going to break down office relationships to you guys because apparently a lot of y'all guys are getting the wrong ideas and the tactics that have to happen to make these things pop. Now, what we're going to do real quick is a time. We got 2 minutes. We'll do it a little early. What we do while I'm getting the marker, 714, just want to say hi to you. We see you in the queue. Say thank you. Saying hi. You can hang up now, 714. You're not coming on our show anymore. So I'm just telling you that. So let me go ahead and say something to you guys real quick. Okay. Wait, first we're going to do the creed. After we do the creed, we're going to go into what we're talking about. So, hey, all 176, I welcome all you guys. When we add 150, we'll give everybody a shout out. But right now, for all you guys, this is something nobody else does on the internet. We're the only ones that do this on YouTube. We will always take an out at the top of the hour. We take a stop for a second to be able to show you guys how you should be able to talk to yourself or start the process of creating your creed. Once we do that, we'll break into the office politics and all that other stuff. But let's go ahead real quick, everybody, so we can get into all this real quick because we do at the top of the hour, like I stated before. I ask all you guys out there that are listening to me to go into the dojo in your mind. Take a moment. Let's go ahead and read the creed. Once we read the creed, we'll go into it, guys. Take a moment. Read this. It's for everybody out here. Everybody out here, shout out to everybody in here. Welcome everybody with love. How y'all doing? This is going to be your creed, men. Men, if you don't write this down, create your own. But until then, talk to yourself this way. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every fucking day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself, and I change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge other women, and I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow. Tomorrow is back. Tomorrow, it's only a day away.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to themanmindset.com dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, so how are we all get to focus on this? Let me see if I can get to focus on this. Come on, girl. Oh, is it back? Ah, here we go. All right, so showing you this right here. If you, I'm trying to, shit, I got to put it in front of me. All right, what you see there, this is the rule, this is the blueprint of the office. It's like college, and it's like high school. A office, oh, wait, before I say this, before, get y'all crayons out, crayon moment, get this out. I want to let y'all know what y'all about to hear is 100% coming from the man mindset. We are not repeating this from anybody or anyone. This is coming from us, and if anybody takes our shit, you know where the fuck it came from. It came from us. So as I was saying, okay, so office is just like college and just like high school. Pockets of cliques, okay? There are cliques all over in the office. Everyone's all cliqued up depending on the personalities. You know, you got the smokers that drink. You got the drinkers and smokers. You got the women. You got the guys. Everyone's all cliqued the fuck up. Now, what happens is, if you are in one clique and you see another woman in another clique, because the thing that is between cliques is gossip, rumors, and drama. Let me say it again. Between every clique in that fucking office you're in is drama, gossip, and rumors. So if a woman actually wants to fuck you, she's not going to just sit and talk to you at the water cooler, because there's always someone always looking. You got those weird guys following them around and all that shit. Women that want to fuck you, play it off. They do not try to push that information off, because some of these women are married. Some of these women are in relationships. And some of these women don't want their business out on the fucking street. So they're not just going to blatantly throw themselves at you in the fucking office, dwellers. What they normally do is there are two different ways they can do it. One way is, again, I told you guys in December, I always tell you, December is the one time to hook up with, not hook up, but be friendly with all the women in the office. I keep telling y'all, because right now we're right on the cusp of getting ass season. We're on the cusp of pool parties, picnics, house parties, and gatherings that you could be a part of right now if only you would listen to Uncle Dean in December. But anyway, that's here nor there. So how it works, I'm going to show you first way. First way it works is, when a woman wants to fuck you, the first thing she's going to do is throw everybody off the scent by inviting you to lunch with all the other people. The reason why to throw them off the scent is because it's just all of us hanging out. So she's kind of throwing everybody off the scent because nobody suspects that she wants to fuck you. Nobody's suspecting, because it's throwing everybody off the scent because you're bringing in a group. And then systematically, one by one, she starts to slowly knock one person off, one by one by one by one by one. or as she begins to talk to you, get your information, especially you got Facebooks and Instagrams, they can find you easily, send you a message on the back end and let you know, and then y'all start talking. Or, again, I'll show you the second way. But they can do it that way, and then it's a process of elimination to a point where then you have an idea of letting you know, okay, look, we ain't going to put our business on the street. Again, wait, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you guys. This is why I always tell you guys, if you are trying to fuck in your building, you better go to Krispy Kremes. I know y'all saying, Steven, the fuck you talking about? If you're trying to fuck in your building, you better go to Krispy Kreme or get some kolaches. Because when you get to work in the morning, you better find the security guards and here's some kolache for you, big dog. Here's some donuts for you guys, man. I hope everything is good. Hey, man, what's your name? Hey, Earl, what's up? Earl, my name is Steve. What's your name? Frank. Hey, how y'all doing, man? I'm Steve. Here's some kolaches, man. We good. And you keep doing that to that one day. Hey, fellas, man. Hey, man. Hey, what's the, are there any empty floors on this motherfucker? Oh, the 16th floor? Oh, what? Oh, and y'all got security cards for that shit? All right, yeah, because I'm thinking about fucking this joint and shit. I'm just trying to get her at lunchtime instead of getting a hotel in a room and shit. So, yeah, wait, did anybody go up on the 16th floor? No, it's clear? No shit? All right, bet. All right, well, yeah, you see that? So, just showing you a little bit of game. Now, the other way you can do it is by pollinating your virus to the whole company. See, as I told you guys, when I was a mail clerk, I would go around like Clark Kent, you know, hey, how you doing? Good morning. Hi, how you doing? Hi, da, 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 right? Then I would find a motherfucker. There's always a click that goes to happy hour. That's the click I want to find. And when they go to happy hour, hey, guys, y'all mind we join us? Oh, yeah, Steve is safe. Come on to happy hour with us. And as soon as we get into happy hour, I act a goddamn fool. I'm talking to all the women, kissing, dancing, doing all kind of shit. And all I'm doing is positioning myself for that virus that I just created, man-made virus, to then go amongst the whole entire office of, oh, my God, did y'all hear about Steve? That motherfucker's just, and I will then have a reputation. Once I get that reputation, I can take it two ways. I go towards the women, or I can hunt the motherfucking dudes down. There's no homosexual shit. I'm just showing you game right here. So once the guys realize I have game and they see actually or hear about what I was doing, a lot of guys will start to come to me like, hey, Steve, yo, man, how'd you get that girl? And yo, man, I got this problem with this girl and that girl and that girl. And then you got this one, you got a few of these guys. This is what I love the most. You got the motherfucking Paul Revere type motherfucker. See, the Paul Revere guy is the guy that he can't impress his girlfriend. He can't impress his wife. And the only thing they have in common is the gossip that they talk about from their jobs. It's just, they're not really connected. But this Paul Revere motherfucker will come to me. Steve, man, oh, man, who'd you fuck this week? Yeah, man, I smashed this girl, that girl, this girl. And you know what that motherfucker do? He'll get on his horse. He'll gallop his ass all the way to his woman and start telling her all my business. Oh, man, Steve was there. He did, man, he fucked that girl, this girl, and that fucked that girl and that girl. And all he's doing is doing exactly what he's supposed to do, and he doesn't even know he's working for me. To a point where, see, a lot of you guys don't understand. That's why I tell you about the spring and the summer. A lot of people around this time in your office will start to have Friday night game night, Pictionary night, Friday night hangout night, party night, get together, Saturday barbecues, Saturday picnics and shit like that, and Sunday pool parties. Oh, my God. Hey, guys, what I'm giving you is a Mona Lisa. Guys, this is beautiful. And guess who is going to get invited? The guy they want to give a piece of their mind to. But what you guys understand is when he's telling her, who the fuck do you think she's talking to? Her girlfriends. It could be five of them. All of them know all about me and what I am. And guess what? Once I get the invite to the party and he tells her, Guess who she's telling? And guess what? They're going to wear their Sunday's best. They're going to wear their Sunday's best. Because at that point, they already know what I am. They already know what I am. So when I roll up on Friday night or Saturday night, all eyes on me. And just like the club, as soon as I get down, talk to the first group of women I see, the first bad ones I see, because I got to reinforce what the fuck I am. But here's the fucked up thing. I'm not supposed to know. I'm not supposed to know that all the fucking I was doing, they know about. So I'm blind as fuck, but I know they know because he's Paul Revere and that shit. So now listen to me. Now follow me. I just showed you one way. You get with the security guards, kolaches, and fucking Krispy Kreme donuts. Get cool with them. Not only will they tell you about the women that are fucking, that are easy, nasty, and freaky, but they will also tell you the building, the floors that are fuck floors that you can go up and fuck on. That's one way. But now I'm showing you the other part of the game. So here I am. I'm at the party. See, this is where y'all go wrong versus where I go right. See, when you go to a party, this is what y'all motherfuckers do. Man, look at her fat ass. Yeah, I fuck her. Look at her fat ass. Yeah, look how thick her ass. Ooh, yeah, I fuck her. Look, man, that's a man. I fuck her. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, man, I fuck her and everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the woman or a woman comes into your group and y'all talking and shit, right? And y'all be like, oh, hey, everybody, it's Monica. Monica, oh, yeah, hey, guys, it's Monica. She's a Pisces. Oh, she works in our department. And this is what she does really. I mean, my God, are y'all fucking serious? So when I get in that group, they over here, you know, yeah, Steve, hey, what's up, man? Yeah, man, look at that one over there. I'm like, yeah, man. Yeah, I probably get with that one over there. She look kind of sexy and shit. And as soon as a woman comes in, because a woman wants to see, the curiosity is already set by the Paul Revere motherfucker. So she's going to want to be in the, she wants to see, is that motherfucker real? I'm hearing all this shit about this motherfucker fucking all these women. He's supposed to be a ladies' man and all this other shit. Let me waltz my way into the group of guys to see, is this motherfucker the real deal? And I promise you, because y'all motherfuckers know what I'm talking about, the majority of you motherfuckers going to shut the fuck up. And you're going to be like, hey, it's such and such from this job. And all of a sudden, I got a stick up your ass. You know what I'm going to keep doing? I'm going to say, yeah, I'll probably get with her too. And you know what that woman going to say? Ooh, this is the fun guy. Oh, my God. What y'all talking about over here? What y'all talking about? I'm already done. I'm already in. And that's how you do the office thing. You don't, when a woman, women are not going to put their business on the streets of the office. They're going to do things on the side. And that's when you get them on the side, you let them know that, look, I'm not trying to fuck up what you got. When you want to fuck, hey, we can meet at the park at lunchtime. Matter of fact, we can fuck them, call them up. Hey, Earl, what's up, Earl? Hey, Earl, Steve, man. Yeah, hey, you like those kolaches? Yeah, you know what? I kind of was digging that kolache with the lemon peel. Yeah, man, yeah, well, anyway, I'm sorry, man. Anyway, hey, peep this out, man. Hey, man, hey, I got one. Can you get me on the 16th floor? Okay, bet. I'm coming down and get the key. No. I'm just going to do lunch break. I'm going to be, shit, I'm probably going to fuck for about 30. Give me about 30, 40 minutes. All right. Yeah, man. All right, man. All right. And there you have it. I worked the security guards. They got me into the office spaces. They gave me all the lay of the land about all the women in the office. And I used the motherfuckers at happy hour to pollinate what the fuck I was. See, I shifted the perception because they thought I was Clark Kent. Hey, how you doing, Marcy? Good morning. How was your day? All innocent-wise. But when they saw me outside of work, they saw the motherfucker what I really am. They were so shocked that they ran back and started the rumors. Remember, pockets of gossip, pockets of rumors. And that's how it goes around. And then the women start to get curious. But see, now let me tell you about December. All right, I'm going to show you the third way. See, guys, I always tell you around wintertime to start talking to these women. Get cool with them. Guys, go to your office tomorrow. Go to your fucking office and go to any woman's cubicle, and what do you think you're going to see? All the badass women that she's friends with. All the women that she hangs out with. All of her sexy friends. You know, women love to put pictures of their fucking friends and all that stupid shit. All the women that you can be fucking if you just did what I told you in December. Because now if you did it right in December, y'all so cool. Y'all remember I told you the same game with Walmart, Burger King, McDonald's is the same thing that you do in the office. Once you're cool with her, what do you think Thursday or Friday's conversation is going to go when you're talking to her? Hey, Marcy, or hey, Belinda, how you doing? Hey, what y'all getting into do? Oh, we got a party on Friday. You ain't going to invite me? I mean, oh, wait. Come on, Belinda. Oh, sure. Come on. We got a picnic, a pool party, fucking a bar mitzvah. I don't give a fuck. Then I ask you this question. Can I bring my boys? Oh, yeah, the more the merrier. Wait. It's not just going to be dudes over here. Oh, no, my girlfriends are going. Then I'm sending out the ass and titty signal. Y'all know that signal. When you have boys, you don't send out the bat signal. You send out the ass and titty signal because all of us are working this. See, when you with pipe-hitting motherfuckers, we're all doing the same thing in different sections of the city. Because wherever we work, that's how we play in the game. That's how we run in the game. So every week we're going to a different area because everybody's setting that shit up. We just got to figure out which party we want to go to, which picnic, which pool party. Because once, okay, here's the part about it, guys. Listen, this goes back. I've got questions. Give me a second. I'll get to that in a second. I'm going to show you game from elementary school. Y'all remember when the new girl came to school and all y'all guys were excited, or you were the new guy going to the new school and all the girls were excited? Well, what the fuck do you think is going to happen when the women who see or around average guys, when she goes to her girlfriends and say, oh yeah, I invited the male guy, Steve, to our Friday get together. Well, who's that? Oh girl, let me tell him about him. Now, she knows me from December, but you know what else she knows about me? The rumor of what happened on happy hour. She's pollinating me already to all of her friends. She's already telling them I'm an asshole, a jerk, I'm a ladies' man, and all I do is fuck. She's already doing, listen, guys, this game. They do the work for you. You just have to position yourselves. That's how cold it is. And all I got to do is show up. Hey, how you doing, Belinda? Oh, yeah, girl. Oh, okay. Hey, is this your friend? Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve. What's your name? Oh, it's nice to meet you. Oh, hey, how you doing? What's your name? And guess what? I reinforce the rumor. I reinforce it because they want to actually see what I am. And see, when girls, all right, let me tell you something. Let me show y'all something about the office that y'all might miss. Now, one of you guys tomorrow, Monday, yeah, one of you motherfuckers tomorrow, you're going to be walking by the water cooler. And there are going to be three women by that water cooler or just in their little pod, right? And you're going to just be walking by with your papers and everything. And as you're walking by, you're going to hear, oh, yeah, girl, did you watch Young and the Restless last night? Oh, I mean, on Friday? Yeah, it was a cliffhanger. I can't believe Victor Newman. And then they're going to just keep talking. You're going to be like, oh, they're just talking about soap operas. Blah, 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 blah. All right, now let's back that up. Before you were walking towards them, they are the nastiest. They are nasty. Dick. Girth. Coming. How much he fucked me, where he fucked me, how he fucked me, pulling my hair back, that big dick or that dick did that. They talk nasty. But then as soon as you come along, yeah, girl, man, he fucked the show. Yeah, so Victor Newman, girl, man, boy, I had to soak in the tub, girl. Yeah, man, girl. Oh, yeah. Guys, I'm telling you, these women, are they talking? Do you think we talk nasty? Oh, my God. They will go. They will talk about even to the degree of where the cum hit. I mean, they talk nasty amongst themselves, but it's in pockets. Everything, guys, just like when you with your boys, think about what I'm saying. You with your boys, all y'all doing is talking about fucking. Y'all see the bitches with the skirts on, the tight clothes on? Y'all say, yeah, look at her titties today and all that stuff. And then she walked by. Hey, Mace, how you doing? Oh, yeah, man, I'll tear that pussy. They do the exact same thing we do. They do the exact same thing we do. So who do you think those women are pollinating a conversation to their friends? Every woman that I talk to has at least a minimum of 5 girlfriends. Minimum. The numbers can go from 10 to 20. Because remember, what is everything like now? Pockets and pods hanging out and all that stupid shit. So I am going to be the eyes, all eyes on me, guys. And that's how the game works. Man, y'all missing it. Y'all are missing it. But let me get to some of y'all questions, man. But I hope y'all understand what I'm trying to get y'all to see, that there is so much game in your office that you're going to miss it. It's pockets of rumors. And in between one click and another is gossip, drama, rumors. And that's why you get cool with everybody. Because everybody coming up, and now we're hitting spring, pool parties, get-togethers. Guys, why did you guys think I told you and I warned you? What was it? May? Yeah, was it May? I told you in May. I warned you guys and I scared you guys. This was scarier than the Halloween game where I scared the fuck out of you guys. Y'all remember last year? It was around May. I told you and I prepared you. No, wait. Yes, May. I think it was middle of May. I prepared you because you know I always prepare you a month before shit goes down. What did I tell you? I told you last year that motherfucker, or was it the year before last? I think it was last year or the year before last. What did I tell you? I told you guys this. I said, guys, I got one for you. This is bigger than the Halloween game. This is bigger than Halloween game, Valentine's Day, or the Easter game, which y'all should have done already. This is bigger than anything. Right now, I got to talk to you about it now because when it happens, if you're not prepared for it, you're going to miss out on it. What I was telling them is that the 4th of July, I think it was either last 4th of July or the one before that. I forgot, I think it was the one before that. Was it last 4th of July? This is what I told them. I said, guys, this is the first COVID-free 4th of July. So listen to what I'm saying. This is the first big event where you have all these women that have been locked the fuck up. They have been closed in, and they get to, and this is the first time they get to let go and act the fuck out. I said, guys, I'm warning you. So for the month and a half, guys, y'all just missed it. I prepared them for what y'all are about to run into because you're not dealing with the average woman. You're dealing with a woman that has been closed off because of the COVID. A woman that couldn't go out to the clubs, the bars, and all that stuff. They're going to act a fucking fool. They're tired of the dildos and the fingers. They want a stiff dick. And this is actually the sun, the moon, and the stars lining up. This is the perfect time right now. This is it. 4th of July. And I also, for my guys, I gave y'all swinger places and all that. I said, this is it. I had to warn them. Let's see, there's a warning to that. And I told them, because it's the first time this has ever happened, you're going to run into an overly aggressive woman. And if you cannot accept or handle an overly aggressive woman, then don't do it. Because 4th of July, not only are there going to be parties, oh my God, pool parties, barbecues, all that shit. And this is the first year that from free of COVID, oh, these women going to act the fuck out. But they're going to be more aggressive. So what happened was, for a lot of you guys, this was more aggression than the birthday game we give guys. And for guys that don't know, the way we set up the birthday thing is you're the center of attention at the costume parties. All my dogs know what I'm talking about. All the guys that know about the birthday game that we teach y'all. This is 10 times worse than the birthday thing when you walk in and you got all the beautiful women coming at you because we set you up that way. This was much worse because they're getting out of the house and they want relationships and dick. So they're going to be more aggressive. and all the guys that, I mean, dude, it was a sad sight, because the guys, they don't believe me, they did it, and they couldn't handle aggressive women, because most guys couldn't handle even talking to women. So it's the same thing, man. What I'm showing you is the exact same thing. We're about to run into a buzzsaw 4th of July weekend. You got, after July, we get the new batch. We get the, guys, August, the new batch of freshman college girls. And that rolls right into August into September, where we set you up for the Halloween game. Guys, we got y'all. Hey, dog, do. Nobody does what we do. We set you up. Either it's going to be a swinger club, or we set you up with a swinger club or a costume place that we always do. But this is easy. We bring women to you. We position yourself to get to women. But the thing is, a lot of you guys say you want women, but y'all are scared of women. Y'all actually don't want women and stuff like that. Thank you. I appreciate that, Red. Let me keep going. Let me catch up with some of this stuff. Jay said, give me some email. Get coaching. It's not that. No, I don't want you to think that it's just a product. Please get some coaching. There's girls with jobs. I'm catching up with the things. Y'all can call if y'all want to. But I'm catching up to the messages. Let me see here. I'm sorry, guys. I'm catching up to the messages. I don't know what the Texas submissive girl trying to say. Okay, but see, all right. Bird, you're missing the game. You're missing what I am trying to teach you. We don't set up sex. We position ourselves to have sex, brother. Listen, Bird, peep game. The reason that she's submissive, okay? Well, she's not that submissive to you, because she says she's busy Friday night. Let me tell you something. All right, Bird, listen. Now, there's no knock on you. When you have game and you have a woman say, I want, you know, hook up or whatever, I'm coming through Friday, and she can't make it Friday, she'll say, well, you know what? Well, we can do it two ways. I'm going to a party from 8 to 10. Then after I get off the party, just give me a little time to get freshened up, and you come over at 11. Or they'll say, well, I can't do it Friday, but I'm free Saturday or Sunday. And when they're free, not only are they free, they're going to call you and say, hey, look, I'm at the party. I just want to let you know everything's still to go. Are you coming through? They're going to ask you that. Are you free? Are you going to come in through? Okay, I look forward to see you. Emoji, smiley face, kissy, 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 all that shit, right? And then what they're going to do is, well, I want to let you know I'm on my way home, okay? Just checking to see everything cool. Okay, I can't wait to see you, baby. I miss you, da-da-da-da. So if somebody's just saying that they're busy Friday, dog, it's kind of you, man. I don't want to be mean, but y'all motherfuckers got to get y'all game up, man. This is his next question. How do I reschedule without losing my – well, you don't necessarily – okay, you've already – okay, listen to what I'm saying, brother. Okay, and I think you're new to this. So remember what I told you, the interaction line. Everything you do on that line is going to set you to a course. It's going to move you either up or down. And because you didn't have any game, when you started interacting with her, you automatically started going down where she's not interested in you. There is no interest in you whatsoever. Because when women are actually interested in you, I promise you, they talk to you totally different. It's like night and day. I know it sounds crazy, but when the woman is like really interested in you, let me see if I can find it. Like when they're really interested in you, they would like say things like things like this to you. They'll tell you things like they want to be with you. They want to taste you. They'll send you. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get this out of the way, Bird. They'll send you messages like this. When they want to see you, y'all act like women don't talk this way. Y'all act like women are not nasty. They're nasty. They talk about sex. They talk about wanting to see you. They talk about wanting to be with you. They talk, you know, they send you good morning. They will tell you what they want when you got game. You don't have to ask. They will come out to you, and they will tell you what the deal is because they're so excited about tasting, feeling, and rubbing you that you don't have to ask. Because if you remember, guys, what they always say about asking? If you got to ask, then you can't afford it. So you should never have to ask. Most of the time, they will tell you what they want to do, big dog. Let's keep going. So is it done? Should I not text her anymore? What do you mean it's been done? What the fuck are you talking about, S? What are you talking about? It's already done. But you don't know what to text. You don't, dude, come on. I just told you she wasn't interested in you, man. Trey the Maker, I noticed you ain't smiling in your pictures, and I'm trying to unlock it and see it for myself. I will be at the Panera Bread working tomorrow at noon. Come join me. Wait, I notice you aren't smiling in your pictures? Brother, we got to talk. Wait a second. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Guys, let me help you. Please don't send that shit to her. All right. Game is all about balance of oneself. Balance. Okay, just follow me on this. When you are balanced, then you will be able to show balance to women. Okay, I just want y'all to see that, okay? Problem is, for a lot of you guys, is that you're not balanced. And because you're off kilter a little, the problem is when you're off a little bit, you don't believe in yourself, you're either going to sway to being loser or creepy, or you're going to fall into the friend zone based off of how you feel about yourself. And let me tell you the problem with this. Dude, you can never, okay, gentlemen, never fucking ever walk up or text a woman or leave a woman a message saying, I notice you aren't smiling in your pictures. Her first reaction is, why the fuck are you snooping in my shit? Who the fuck are you? Why are you in my private? Why, guys, y'all cannot, don't do this. Don't do that, man. Once you learn your bid, Trey, you can say what you need to say, but this is, nah, that's Creepyville, dog. You can't say that shit, dude. Can't say that shit. Why? I feel like if I talk to women about how beautiful her smile is and how I want to make her happy, she wait. Who told you to say, who told, A5O, I'll bring you in 1 second. Who told you to tell a woman you're here to make her happy? My job isn't to make a woman happy, and I always tell them I'm not your happiness. My job is to make you feel special. I ain't here to make you feel happy and shit. But she rejects you because, hold on, 850. She rejects you because look at the timeline of interaction. What are you saying to her that is wow? Nothing. If you look at the timeline, you're being safe, friendly, kind, sweet, and gentle. Man, you want to make her happy. Oh, that's so nice of you. Can we talk about that asshole that doesn't want to make me happy? Can we tell about that asshole who's all about himself? Can we talk about that asshole who has a bunch of women? He's just such a sweet guy. You know what? I got to move tomorrow. Can you help me move? Oh, you're so sweet. Come on, man. Get off that shit, dog. Stop being nice. Jesus. 850, let me bring you in, sir. How can I help you, 850? What's up, sir? How can I help you, sir?
Hey, what's up, Steve? This is Bird, man. I was trying to explain to you what was going on. Like,
talk to me, Bird. Me what's
up,
going on,
bro? She, yeah.
All right, wait.
My question
Wait. She hit you up and said what, B? What did she say to you?
She hit me up and she because I had something. I'm not on Bumble.
No. Wait. I don't want to hear. Listen, if I ask you what 2 + 2 is, uh-huh. Just tell me 4. I don't need to hear about Miss Crabtree.
All right.
So what did she say to
you?
What did she say to you?
She said she liked my profile, something on my profile. Then she was like, she's the submissive type, and she really likes the idea that I want a woman that's submissive.
Okay, and what,
so
and you and then
like,
wait. Then what did you say to her?
So that,
I don't tell me what you said. What
so
did you say?
Yeah, then I told her, I said like, oh, we should meet up, you know, so that because she said she didn't have
right,
much experience.
Wait, you,
yeah.
Oh, wait, stop right there.
Uh-huh.
You know why you fucked up, right? What do you think you fucked up at?
How did I fuck up?
Okay. All right. When I was young and learned the game at 9, to learn poetry and all this other stuff, I had to watch this white dude with a afro name by the name of Bob Ross, okay? And what I learned from my mentor is that in the game, when you talk to a woman, either you're drawing a stick figure by what you're saying, or you're painting a Mona Lisa that has more depth to the painting. So when you said to her what you said, were you painting a Mona Lisa or were you drawing a stick figure? Like all the average guys that
I
she
think
knows.
I was painting a Mona Lisa. I'm
right,
pretty sure
right
I was there. Painting
wait,
a Mona Lisa.
Say what you said again. Say what you said again. What did you say to her?
All right. I'll tell you because I'm looking at it right now. I said.
Go ahead, read. What'd you read? What'd you say?
Yeah. I told her, glad I could make you smile. You think you can handle me then? Because she said, like,
wait. That's the response to her saying what again? Response to her saying what?
She said what I wrote because I said, you know, like, I want to sell to my dom. And she said that was real clever. I like it. LOL. And then I said, glad I could make you smile. You think you could handle me in that way then?
All right, so, wait. You thought that's a Mona Lisa? You think that's a Mona Lisa?
I ain't done.
All right. No. I'm just saying. Caller, your first statement is your fuck up. As I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
You were drawing a stick. Okay. She said about the smile. What do you think I would have said? Do you think I would have said that kick-ass shit, that little basic-ass shit? Or do you think that I would say, you know what, after looking at your photos and all this, you interacted with me, what I would love to do is have you come over to my place because it will allow me to see things in you that you don't want to show other guys on this thing. So this is what I want to do. I want you to have your sexiest outfit on. I want you to come to my place and allow me for me to be the dom and you allow me to whip you, chain you, and tie you up in ways and say things in your ears. I am free Saturday at, let's do this around 10 o'clock. Now, do you think what I said first? Did I say a Mona Lisa or did you say a Mona Lisa?
I guess I was leading up to it, so I guess my shit was basic then.
Right.
I didn't realize I could start that quickly, man.
But listen to me. This is what I'm saying to you. Listen. The point of interaction, that's what I keep bringing it back to. When you meet a woman, okay, call her, listen to what I'm saying. When you meet a woman, I'm going to let you finish, but I just want you. When you meet a woman, she has her idea and her perception of what guys are, okay? And based off of the, you interact at that point and you hit that point of interaction with her, you are either going to reinforce her perception, which is the basic, or you're going to have a shift in her perception that is going to not only but play in a different ball game in the area that she's not used to. So what you said was basic that kept the shift going. You didn't say anything. You didn't paint the pitch. You said some things, yes, but there was no depth to what you said. She couldn't close her eyes and imagine what you were saying because what you were saying was on the surface. So what you did was you made her – we're going to keep going. What is the next thing you said?
The next thing I said, because she had answered me back, and she said, like, LOL, I'm not sure. I've always been into being submissive, but I never have been with a true dom. And then she said,
what'd you
so
say?
I'm not that experienced. And I said, that's the fun part. I said, that's the fun part. Look, I'm free Friday evening around 8. Let's meet up for some
all
tea.
Right, okay.
And wait, I'm not done.
No,
and,
I'll tell you why
I want to see.
I'm going to tell you why you fucked up.
right.
Why do y'all guys bypass conversations that women having by saying what the fuck you want to say first? What did you miss? Tell me what you missed. What she said? I see it. I'm not gonna say it yet. What did you miss in that? What she said. What was the key thing?
Not that experience.
Right. So
not
that's
that
good.
She's never been a true dom and everything
right.
like that.
What's the first thing you said?
I said that's the fun part.
Okay, stop right there. I'm feeling like I said that
because, you know, like I wanted to know, like, hey, I'm gonna handle that, you know, like I'm gonna give it that.
Listen, what I'm saying. I'm gonna give you a C plus. I'm passing you. I'm gonna give you a C plus because at least you're talking.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, I'm trying to show you why you got what you got for Friday. Because when she said that I'm new and I'm inexperienced, this is my first time, she wanted somebody to show her why it's going to be okay. Look, I know it's your first time, so don't worry about it. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to be gentle because I understand it's your first time, and I understand that this is a nervous time for you that you've never inexperienced anything. So you don't have to worry about it. I'm going to go slow and take my time. We're going to create words that you get to tell me that when you're not feeling a certain way about something, I can back off that thing. Because one thing I want to establish with you is a communication between the two of us that will make you feel safe. You see that? I'm just taking what she gave me, and all I'm doing is setting it up. So when I do say, come see me Friday, she's going to see me because of what I am saying to her versus you're saying things. Oh, that's fun. You know, you're saying things, but there's no depth in it to make her feel. Remember, she's doing something brand new.
So when
she's a fish out of
water. When you said depth, you mean like I gotta be more direct, clear, and concise, or something, or to the point where she can like kind of see what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is Bob Ross. You remember Bob Ross? Hey,
right.
You got a little hand.
Paint the picture.
That's what the average is doing. Right. So I'm not saying you're doing bad.
Okay.
I'm saying it could have been better why you got Friday because you didn't calm the – remember – okay, now, are you watching the video screen real quick? Let me show you something. You watching the show? Let me just show you something. You watching the show
now? I can't see the show right now because I'm on my phone.
Okay, I'm gonna tell the guy. Hold on, listen.
Yeah.
Always, you're messing with a woman. Her belief system. Mm-hmm. Only way it can be triggered to feeling safe is that the behaviors and the emotions must override and supersede the belief. So what she had was, I'm scared. Nervous, and you know, this is my first time. You never made her feel sexually safe. Sexually safe would have pushed the pendulum a little more because. Right now, she still got the fear because she doesn't know what's going to happen. You have not explained yourself with depth to show her that being with me, but let me show you the third thing you did because you're new here, so I got you. You're new in this one. Boy, if you would have added this, would have been over. All you had to say is what I just said. Mm-hmm. Hey, what if you just grabbed your phone, right? Press record and say exactly what I said to her and let go of that button. You would have had her on Friday.
I'm going to do that.
I'm saying what you could have done. Let's just follow me. Let me show you why you would have had her on Friday. Because every time she thinks about you or thinks about the situation and has a little bit of worry and a little bit of concern, she doesn't even have to call you.
Mm-hmm.
She presses play, listens to the soothing sound of your voice that when she realizes when you have her chained up, or you're putting candle wax on her nipples, or you're smacking her ass or spanking her, the soothing sound of your voice is already locked into her head where she's like, I know he's going to take care of me. I'm not saying you're not going to take care of her. She's just a little unsure because you never made her feel like you're going to take care of her. Does that make sense, brother?
So here's the one thing, man. She said that, like, she has, like, a show because she's, like, a stand-up comedian or something like that.
That's laughing. That's not sex.
She has a show that night.
Right. Okay, but wait. Huh? Okay, listen. You have a show that night. It doesn't mean that we can't hook up at 2 in the morning. See, let me tell you something. When they
that's
really want to get
was
at
thinking
you,
too. That's what I was thinking
right,
too.
But right, but that's what I'm saying. When they want to get, but I was saying when they want to get with you, a woman will
mm-hmm.
always make time. Even if she had a comedy show and she was tired, I promise you, she'll get a 5-hour fucking take a fucking espresso, wake her fucking ass up and get that dick. They will do that. But
so,
you didn't create
mm-hmm.
the atmosphere
mm-hmm.
to make her feel safe enough,
right.
or excuse
right.
me, sexually safe enough to want to go beyond. Now, I'm not saying she doesn't want to do it. Listen, I'm not saying she doesn't want to do it. I'm saying that her response told me that you didn't do it.
Right. So she did text me after she said that. She said like, she said like, because I told her, I said like, well, if you want us to link bad enough, like, I'm sure you'll find a way for our schedules to correspond.
Wait. No. Why are you talking at? Okay, listen to the rule. You know the rule is Jill Scott.
Okay.
You know, I know you're new here, so you just say no. I don't know the rule of Jill Scott. You know the rule of Jill Scott? All right, listen to the rule of Jill Scott. Here's the rule.
Yeah, I know.
I know
the rule of Jill
Scott. You can tell me what to do,
then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Damn. So if you know the rule of Jill Scott, what the fuck are you telling me then? That's not the rule of Jill Scott.
So she did answer me back, though. She did.
No, stop.
She
stop. Let's take that one thing at a time. Stop running from this
all
shit
right,
and
right,
ask a fucking man.
Right.
Why the fuck are you pandering and tippy-toeing around shit? You're the dumb. So why didn't you tell her fucking ass what the fuck is going to happen? You're going to go to that stage.
Right.
You're going to get up there and make everybody fucking laugh. You're going to get off that shit. You're going to shower your ass up, and you're going to bring your ass over to my crib. Do you understand me? That's where you fucked up. But you're like, oh, well, gee, if it's
right.
okay with you. Wait, what dumb ass
I was saying okay. If anything,
I'm saying,
like,
how are you a dumb? How are you a dumb when you're asking her for permission? How the fuck does that work?
No. I was just saying, like, you know, like, if she wanted to do that, like, you know.
No, say, hey, read again what you said. Everybody listen. I want everybody, because I heard it. Read what you said. Go ahead and read it, what you said.
I said, if you want us to link bad enough, I'm sure you're going to find a way for schedules to correspond. Like, honestly, like, I was going to even tell her, like, you know, like, you could probably just, like, cancel your show or something, because, you know, fucking, like, big deal or something like that. So, like.
Yeah, how do you say you're dumb and telling her what the fuck to do? How are you being a dumb and you're asking her, well, let me know about your schedule, and maybe we can work around your schedule. Is she the dumb or are you the dumb?
I am.
What I hear, I don't hear a dumb. I hear somebody don't know what the fuck he's doing. If you would have
dumb. That's what I wanted. I wanted a second opinion on this one.
I didn't
want her to take control of the situation.
No, she already took control by telling you she was busy Friday. She told you what was going on. You didn't tell her what was going on. You're supposed to be the dumb.
Right.
You're supposed to tell her what the fuck she's supposed to do. This is what I want you to do. She wants dominated. She doesn't. If she's telling you, look, I want to see you Friday. She's never. No, you're not busy Friday. You're gonna make time Friday, and this is what you're fucking saying. Listen, you take your fucking fingers and pinch your nipples and listen to what the fuck I'm saying. Do you understand me? This is what I want you to do. You have a good time at that show. You're going to put something sexy on. You'll drink a 5-hour fucking energy, and you'll bring your sexy ass over my place around 2 o'clock in the morning. Do you understand me? That's how you got. I'm sorry, ladies.
I got what you're saying. I'm not going to lie. I did think about something like that, but, like, I just was like.
Don't think about it. Be about
old programming or something.
You're supposed to be a dumb. Your job is to tell them what to do. You don't ask permission. Look, you have a word that y'all can use that will stop you from doing whatever you're doing. But outside of that, you're supposed to dominate every aspect of her fucking interaction with you. And if you're saying, well, tell me how you feel. Is it okay? She's going to be like, well, when am I going to get out of this?
Okay,
I'm dominated.
Nah. Jesus. I'm going to work it up.
All right, but here lies,
I got the idea.
Here lies the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You've already created the perception. You've already laid the groundwork of your first perception of what you are. You weren't acting like a dom. Yet you said you was one, and now you're going to try to be one. So here's the million-dollar question. Which one are – who's the real guy? Is it the guy that's passive as fuck? Or is the guy that's aggressive? But holy shit, I don't want to be with a passive-aggressive dom. I want someone to dominate me.
Nah.
Dog, I'm just telling you where you fucked up. I know you don't want to hear this shit, but I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I got game.
No. I need to hear it because usually I'm that way when I meet up with them. But over text, it's usually a little bit less, you know?
Brother,
that's what I was saying. Like that's what
okay,
it was.
Wait, brother. Hold on. You're new listening to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're new listening to me, right? Okay. What I need you to start doing, I'm gonna lace you with some. I need you to start hitting her from land, sea, and air. Okay. Now I'm explaining what that is to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Land is texting,
mm-hmm.
voicemail, and air is video. And space is going live. Okay. What I'm saying to you, if you follow on, what I'm doing is nobody talks this way. Nobody knows. I'm the only one to talk about this game. When you hit her with the voicemail, you are leaving a mental imprint on her because she has access to you even when you're not around. And so when she's feeling some kind of way or questioning, well, should I do it? I'm not sure. She always has access to you either through the voice messages or the videos. But also you can dominate her in the shower. You can dominate her while she's in the shower. You're looking at it as a perspective of being on the surface. I want you to be a dom that she gets addicted to. And the domination is not face to face. The domination is what you tell her to do, but how you want her to play. Man, I gotta tell you, I used to do this to her. I never was a dom, but I'm a nasty motherfucker. I was a gigolo, but I was never a dom. But as a gigolo, I had to be some kind of a dom. I didn't have to be you per se. I just had to know what it is you do and do that. You see what I'm saying? So I can't claim you. I'm not a dom.
But as a gigolo,
they wanted to be dominated. So a domination back then was simple. I want you to pull your panties down in the bathroom. I want you to take your phone, put that shit on vibrate, slide that fucking phone between your pussy lips, and I just start calling her. I mean, and doing shit like that. I'm making her do shit in her office while people are walking. You know, the excitement was her getting off when everyone knows she wasn't getting off, while everybody was walking in front of her. Shit, that was the excitement. But that was part of what I had to do. So that's why I'm saying to you, I'm not a dumb. But what I am is someone that knows how to dominate a woman when she wants to be dominated. That's what I'm saying. I'm not a dumb.
I'm not gonna lie. I have this other chick that I'm messing with that kind of tells me she's like confused like about me sometimes. Cause like I'll talk to her, you know, normal sometimes, but like when I turn it up and I'm like, yo, this is what I want to do to you. I know you're masturbating right now, whatever. You know, like when I turn it up with her, she's like, "Oh shit!" Like, you know.
I'm gonna give you one to do. Call her up right now. Call her now, but tonight, because I know you're too scared to call her now and shit. Call her tonight and tell her this is what. What I want you to do is I want you to go live with me. Yeah, I want you to take the phone, put that motherfucker in the bathroom, and when you're taking a shower, I want you to wash, then rub your pussy and let me watch it. Live on air. Let me watch you do it tonight at 9 o'clock.
Gotcha.
Do that shit. Watch out what the fuck happens. Because they ain't used to that shit.
All right.
They're not used to see what I'm saying. I'm not a dumb, but as an ex-gigolo, I know how to be dominating to a woman that needs to be dominated.
Yeah.
So I can't. So I just want to make sure I'm out there. I'm not a or dumb. I just slept in a Holiday Inn. So I just want to let you know that's how it works, man.
All right. Thanks for the game, Mom. Thanks for the game. You've been helping me out. I got a threesome on the way because of your ass. So I'm going to keep listening to you, bro. And I'm going to buy something from you soon, bro.
Hey, when you have that threesome, what I want you to do is I want you to call both women up, okay? And this is what I want you to say. I want you to rub that pussy for me, and I want you to taste it. Tell me what it tastes like. And say, I can't wait for you to taste that girl while I'm fucking her and she's eating.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? You got to pay. Okay, if you have a threesome, you remember when we were kids and we wanted to go to the amusement park? What is the amusement park? They always posted a brand new ride that was coming out. There was something brand new. You know, we were so excited. Or we were excited for Christmas Eve or Halloween because we knew what to expect. If you know you're getting a threesome, you've got to marinate the mind to let them know and get them prepared for the excitement. Just have a threesome. Get these women to be excited. No, more than excited, because they might be excited now. But like I'm showing you with game. Yeah. The ante of excitement where they can't wait. You should have these women like this. Baby, we got 3 more nights left. We got 2 more nights. We got 6 hours. 8 hours. Ooh, I can't wait. But the only way you're going to get there is by marinating. This is where game comes in at. You got to be sexy. This is all kinky, dirty, nasty, and naughty. This is all blindfold, candle, and all that. I'm saying, dog, I'm sorry. I wreak sex, dog. So we getting that shit. I'm telling you. You can turn it up a notch. Turn it up a notch.
I'm going to turn it up. I'm going to take your advice on that. I mean, I really ain't got nothing to lose, so, like, I don't really care.
No, you ain't got to lose nothing. Wait. You ain't looking at you're not looking at the big picture. Stop looking at it at the surface. Let me show you what you're doing versus what I'm thinking. You're saying I'm getting a threesome. I'm getting it. It's cool, right? And I'm fine with that. That's cool. I'll give you a C+. But what do you think I'm thinking? I'm thinking what I'm going to do to get each of those women to sell me to their friends so they can sell me to their friends.
I didn't tell you this, but the other girl is selling me to her friends right now. Because I'm not having a threesome with this girl I'm talking to. It's the other girl with her friends.
No, you're not, but the other one is new. I know these other ones know what I'm saying is way you're talking is just the average threesome. I'm saying is I'm talking to sell me to the next woman or the next one. Because the ones that do the threesomes are always connected to the swingers and the orgies. And that's where I need to go. And once I get to the swingers and orgies, then I can start selling myself for money. Right? So I've got to put on a performance, man. I want the strobe lights. I want the bubble machine, the fog lights. I want the performance. So when those two women leave my motherfucking castle, that they're going to pollinate me. To their other women. They're going to bring pussy to me. I'm not going to ask, but they're going to bring it to me because they love what I've done so much. They're going to bring the pussy to me. I don't have to ask. They'll bring that shit. I know a girl.
I mean, that's been my goal with the first one I've been messing with. That has been my goal with that one because she already done been telling her friends about me. So that's where some proposal came up. She's already been telling her friends about me, so that's where the threesome proposal came up. She's bisexual. So
I understand that, but okay. Let me show you game. Okay, show me game. They're at your door. They're both knocking at your door. What do you do? Walk me through it. Because before you
say, let them in.
All right, let them in. Right, let them in, and then what?
Yeah. Let them in and be like, you know, so Like, what y'all trying to, well, no. Shit, I know what they're trying to do tonight.
God,
they're supposed to come home.
Oh, my God. This is fucking baloney, dog. Brother, this is why I'm talking about game, man. You got to learn some, man. You definitely got to get on to some of the sex products I got. Because you are fucking, No, let me show you what you should be saying, dog. I'm going to use my drug lab. I'm going to use my culinary school. I'm going to use my guide and my studio to tell you what the fuck I'm about to do. And I've done it. This is how you do it. When they both come to the door, you open the door. You walk up to one and you hug her and you softly kiss her. And then you walk over and you hug the other one and you softly kiss her. And then you turn around with your back, you grab both their hands, you walk them through the door. And as they walk through the door, you don't push their asses up against the door. You take your foot and close the door. And then what you do, as you hold their hands, you let go of their hands, turn around. Wrap your hands around both of their waists, and then you bring them in for a triangle kiss. And then while you're giving her a triangle kiss, the shift from the left hand of her back and her spine, you're working one back, one spine. You're working one side, one chin, one ear. After the triangle kiss, you lean back. You go to the next woman. You kiss her. Then you back up. You take a step back and let them kiss each other. And then when they kiss each other, they take a step. Dog, you can't be like, hey, lady. Come on in. What do you know what to do?
God, it a little bit more than that.
Come on, man.
But, I gotta go back to work, bro. But it was good talking to you. I'm gonna use what you've been saying.
You want her to go to her girl and say, "Holy shit, that motherfucker came in there and he was smelling good, tasting good." He started kissing on us. He walked us in and pulled us together. We started kissing, and the way he was touching me, he pulled back, and he was leading. Man, right. Come on. You got to sell sex.
Sell that shit. All right, man. I got to go back to work.
Get your ass back to work, man. I'm sorry. I'm just very sexual. My mind is learning how to sell me to women. I want to sell myself of what I do where I'm already fucking them before I even get the pussy, dog. Let me get to y'all questions. Lines are down, guys. We're going to answer questions. If y'all got questions, do it. Lines are down. Unless y'all need me to call, I'll open the lines back up. If y'all want, but we'll just do lines are down. We'll just take lines, and I'll answer any of y'all questions. So I'm going to catch up with the catch. I'm coming all the way down, so I'm catching up with y'all guys. Give me a second. I'm coming back down. I'm going to catch let me see here. Could you go into more detail why women who want my attention – well, I already told you why they don't want you, because you're not there's nothing about you for her to want you. Wanting you is about how she feels when she thinks about you. All right, talking, being one with myself. I'm one letter of one word, of one sentence, of one paragraph, of one page, of one chapter, of one book, of many books. That's what you mean by one of yourself. It's one. I'm one of all those things. I am all those things, okay? I feel like if I talk to a woman about a beautiful... Wait, we already talked... Wait, a beautiful son. Oh, yeah, we already talked about this shit. I'm going to go past this shit. Let me see here. Guys, I'm catching up to your question, so I'm not... ignoring you, so give me a second. You asked it twice. I'm trying to see. Don't worry, I always come down to make sure I answer all you guys' questions, okay? AM, you got to follow the instructions. We're waiting for you to tell us what you want. We can't read your mind. If you follow the instructions, I don't want to put you out there. If there are 9 classes and you bought one class, how do I know what class you're getting until you tell me? I cannot read your mind. Follow the instructions and do what you're told to do and send me the instructions that you need. I cannot read your mind. We're waiting on you. Once you tell us what you want, we'll send it, man. I don't know what you got, so you got to let me know. Let me continue. Yeah, I got you, 850. We brought you online and shit. Let's see here. I don't understand what you mean by working on your bid. All right, bye, bye, B-R-A. I just call it B-A-A. All right. I'll explain it to you easily. I wish I could explain it to you. All right, I'll just explain it to you. All right. What makes us different from everybody is that I don't approach women. Everybody teaches you all about that silly shit, and that's why y'all fuck up. And I'm explaining why what we teach is different. See, what happens, and I will use a redhead, a blonde, and a black woman with curly, nice curly hair, okay? So you got a brunette with curly hair, a blonde, and a redhead. When you surface dwellers talk to a woman because you have no sense of self and you don't have a standard, you try to be what you think that woman wants you to be by what the fuck you say. So what you're doing is that you're saying what you think the woman wants you to say, meaning that you are actually changing who the fuck you are to try to fit in what a woman wants. So you already fucked up and failed because all you're doing is throwing shit up on the wall. But when you learn your bid is one thought, one mind, one way. See, the difference between the average guy, he sees the redhead, the blonde, and the brunette. He's going to talk to the redhead different. He's going to talk to the blonde different. He's going to talk to the brunette different. Why? Why would you talk to any of them different? See, when you know your bid, you can talk to all of them one way. As I said last week, the number one or the letter A has always been the same. It doesn't change for people. It says you got to learn me and what I'm about. And what I show you with your bid is that not only does it work online, it works offline. And I'll show you a blueprint to use and utilize to understand it is more than just talking to a woman. It's deep. And then I'll show you how to say your first message. But if you don't know all that shit, it doesn't matter what you say to the woman, because you can say the same thing to the three women. Let me tell you why you fail. You're fucking going to fail by what you say, number one, and then you'll fail, double fail, by the first interaction you have. Because the second point of interaction that you meet is going to really fuck you up. Because you're going to be like, hey, what you doing? How you doing? What's going on? What you up to? And all that silly ass shit that they have heard all the time. So let's see here. Mike, come on, Mike. Are you really asking that question? Come on, Mike, come on, Mike. Yo, Steve, you're my spirit animal right now. There is a girl at work that does this. She wants my attention so bad, but I know she's not into me. Then leave her the fuck alone. Don't leave her alone, man. Leave her alone. How do you know you have real game? Because having real game is when you are one with yourself. Wait, did we hit our number? I think we hit our number. Wait a second. Guys, I think we hit our number. Hold on. I'm so late. I'm so late that we've got to do our shout out. I think we hit our 150. We hit our 150. I think we hit our 150. We gotta do our shout out to everybody and shit. Hold on, where the fuck is it at? Shout out to all you guys. I think we hit our 150. I'm trying to see what the fuck this is. What is this? I'm trying to look at something. What is this? All right, here we go. All right, let's get it, man. Let's get it. All right, so, hey, guys, we can take a minute. I guess we had 150, so let's just take a minute. I'm going to still answer all your questions. Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me answer all your questions and get to the bottom because we got to get to do the area code thing. We got to do the area code thing, okay? Hold on 1 second. I'm sure we got the 150. Give me a second. Yeah, we got to get some coaching. Yeah, let me scroll down. We got the 150. Okay, guys, we got the 150. I got you. Let me get to the bottom. Let's see here. Matter of fact, I'm marking all the questions so we can get to the thing. Hold on a second. Everybody that asked a question, I'm scrolling down. If you put a Q in there, Brad, I got you. I'm marking you. Hold on, I'm just marking y'all so we can get to the bottom so I can give you all your shout outs. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little late as far as the marks, but we're about to do that. Adrian Jones, I got you. I'm going to lock you in, Adrian Jones. Trey, I guess you're asking me another question again. I got you locked in, and I think I'm caught up. Z, what's your name? Z, whatever. Okay, I got you, Z-Dog. King, I got you up there. So I'm going to answer all your questions. Nathan, I got you as a question. Got you in there. Ben got game. I got you. All right, we're good. All right, we're good. Let's go ahead and do the shout-out. Hey, guys, first off, I want to say thank you to all y'all first. Wait, one more break, then we're going to get to questions and shit. I want to say to all y'all guys, lock and low, y'all know how we do this. I want to say to all you guys, thank you very much for the 150 likes and plus. I want to say thank you. I always got to thank you. So what we're going to do, guys, not yet. What we're going to do is we're going to do our bid, and then when I tell you to shoot out your area code, shoot it out. We're going to do this for 1 minute. Let me go ahead and get everything together. We're going to shoot it out. Hold on, let me see here. All right, let me get a song up, and we're going to do the bid. All right, let's do the bid. All right. Here we go. All right, here we go. About to do the bid. Let me do this shit. Here we go. We're going to do this. Let me do the bid. Here we go. Here we go. Bid time, guys. Let's do it. Smell of your perfume. All right, I got to get the beat going. All right, here we go. Got to get it right. All right, here we go. I got to get this smooth. Here we go. Get back to the beat. Hold on. Here we go. I did it wrong. Hold on. Fuck that. I was off beat. Hold on. Here we go again. Hold on. All right, here we go. I'm going to go right now. Boom. All right, here we go. The smell of your perfume intoxicates the mind. It takes me to worlds and places Columbus can never find. Your body parts, I take my time with every little kiss. From neck to back to spine, to finding pure bliss. A freak can be described in many ways. In my case, the word is called foreplay. I like to take you by the hand to a land so you understand that I'm gonna fuck you and I don't wanna be your man. I won't sneak or creep, but I gotta take a peek. Looking at that pussy every day of the week. I won't look too long cause I don't wanna spoil myself. My eyes might water. Let me take a deep breath and think about what you mean to me. What? A lady with a nice figure, baby. Your mind gets twisted. Can I get explicit? The things I wanna do, I'd rather show you than speak it. Hey, sexy baby, you're looking so fine. Bring that ass over here and let me blow your mind. I'm a nasty ass man. Let me be your fantasy. Before I do that chat room, come get with me. Romper, bumper, stumper, boom. It's time to give love to the motherfucking chat room. Tell me where you're watching. Is it hot or is it cold? stand on your shit and let me know your area code. All right, let's get it. Let's get the area codes, motherfuckers. Let's go. We starting it off with other Anthony in the 716. Build Honor, shout out to you. Thank you for the likes, Build Honor. I don't know if you give me area code. Trey with the 904 and shit, man. We got 410 in the DMV, man. Much love to you, man. Well, okay, now you went to 862. Shout out to RC in the house. B-Dog, 772. Mike, 773. I appreciate you, dog, man. You good? I'm good. RC good. Reggie good. Shout out to Reggie in the 606. D-Dog representing the 239. We got my boy Trey. I got you, Trey, in 904. David in the 305. A-Dog in the 313. Jeremy holding it down in the 770. Mike is in the 773. Iron is holding it down in the 253. RC is holding it down in the 612. Freelance holding it down in the DMV. Ralph shot you out in the 773. Ben, give you a shout out in the 203. 405, Jordan Dog, what's up, what's up, what's up? All right, got you, already got Trey. We got Texas in the motherfucking house. What's up, Cold? Sandy FC, shout out to 323. ITZ, shout out to you in the 919. LL Kofner, my name is Porter. Eric Porter in London. Shout out to my dog, Eddie, up there in the 604. Motherfucking ST, shout out to 226. Milwaukee in the house. King S, shout out to 206. Shout out to 347 in the motherfucking house. True is holding it down in the 205. Debo W is holding it down in the 413. Adrian Jones in the 215. 1212 is holding it down in the 513. We got your boy holding it down. I don't know what the fuck 123 is. That like fucking Mars or some shit like that? 301 holding it down. It sounds like up there in the DMV, another DMV. 856, shout out to you, motherfucker Kenyon in the goddamn house. And last but not least, we got fucking Cody A up in Vegas. All right, guys, thank you very much. Let's get back into the show. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. If you are joining us, we are here chopping up game for you guys, talking about things. I got to answer your questions, and we're talking about today about her attention. See, when a woman does that, man, y'all got to know when to cut a woman off. But I know y'all got questions. I'm catching up on all your questions, so let me get back to your questions. You got like nine and stuff like that. So do women want to feel rushed? Oh, wait, we already talked about that one. Let me see. I got that one. When you give a woman your number, days later she gets back to you and you don't remember her, how do you handle that? Well, exactly how you handle that. She'll let you know who she is. And if she asks you, why don't you remember me? Well, I can't remember you because I talk to women all day. I don't remember you. But when you give your number to somebody, forget about that person and move on. Don't sit around and wait for that person. Don't wait for them. What do women mean by the question of can you handle me? Bad poet. See, a lot of women will say that because they're so used to running game on guys that they never met a guy that will fuck them up. Now, I'll give you a crumb, but dog, let me tell you something, man. You know what will fuck them up the most is when you're fucking them and you don't even come. You'll fuck them up. They're so used to throwing that pussy on guys and making them come real fast. There used to be real quick, Brad. There used to be in Chinatown in the 90s. I'm telling you something about the 90s that you see. Chinatown used to have this thing called Indian God lotion, and it's like just it stops you from nutting basically. So I would shoot the squirt. I would squirt two shots of that shit, rub that shit in, and I would fuck her. Like one shot is like 30, 40 minutes. Two, you ain't coming at all. But I would just pound, and she would get to a point where they become so broken. Some of them will cry because they're gonna feel like they wasn't good enough for you. Now I'm not trying to teach you to break a woman, but when they say things like you can't handle me, oh, I can handle you, but are you ready to be handled? Because a woman that says something like that, oh yeah, we're gonna go for a straight hour, and you ain't gonna, I'm not gonna nut. I am not gonna nut. It's going to fuck her world up. Next one, AJ, A. Jones says, when I'm doing my five a day, how do I place my bid with different women in a group when I find them? Well, you've already asked me this question. Please don't ask. I'm not dumb. Please don't ask me the same question over and over again. I will block you, okay? Don't ask me the same question. You keep asking me this shit. I told you. It's no fucking different. If you know your bid, you will know what I mean. Learn, get your coaching and get your bid, man. Stop asking me that shit. I have to be direct to you. You have beautiful eyes and sexy lips. I would bet the house that you have something blossom and smile that would kindle the sun. Come on, man. All right, look, Trey, please don't say no shit. Trey. All right, Trey, let me explain what you're saying wrong, and let me see if I can try to clean up what the fuck you're saying. So what you're saying, Trey, when you talk to a woman, okay, I want you to see how you sound to the woman.
Okay, let me be direct with you. You got beautiful eyes and sexy lips. I bet the house that you can give me a smile as wide as the sun.
Are you fucking kidding, dude? You can't talk to women that way, man. Dude, that shit is creepy, man. Clear, concise, transparent, brother. You just throwing shit up on the wall. I love my dogs, man. I love y'all guys, man. But y'all can't be saying that shit. ZM, what's up, Steve? I have this girl. I know she flirt with me, I guess. Fuck with me, I guess. Flirt with you, said flirt. I told her my intentions and made her feel secure, but she's not making time. Okay. Let me explain something. Life is not porn. You must give her a reason why you want to come over. Now, if you were a student of mine, which we know you're not, this is the things that bring her over, not the note, excuse me. These are the things. See, when you show her this, you know, because I tell all my students, go ahead and get this. You get it at Five Below. I saw some. But you get the shower light. So when you do it, when you're showing a photo of yourself or a video, she can see what the experience is going to be like. You don't even have any wine above your bed so to show her what it's going to be like to be with you. You don't have a canvas in your fucking living room to talk about how you're going to paint her body. You don't even show her the culinary skills that you have where you could take some Grand's muffins and create a meal like this. Remember, you've got to paint the picture. You've got to be the X-File. You can't just get a woman on general principle and think that she wants to fuck with you and all you're saying is, this is my intention. You know, if I ask you what your intentions are, I bet you're going to say some surface dweller shit. So I'm trying to show you, man, you've got to position yourself to show them why they should be fucking you, sir. You're not doing that, man. You're not doing that. Let me do a few more, some questions. I know I got you. I'm trying to hurry through the question. Three more, then we get back to normal. It's the book, then sex membership. Thank you, Nathan E. I appreciate the love, brother. What do you do when bringing up her from the door to the living room to your bedroom, Unc? I don't bring her. Okay. Now it's funny, Nathan, but it's going to be more in the sex membership. I always talk about what I do in the door, but I'm going to move you from the living room to the bedroom. But if you listen to some of my shows, I do give you some crumbs of the nude photos, the nude artwork on your walls that is going to transition from door to living room. Then we need to work from the transition from living room to bedroom, but that's going to be in the sex membership. All right, now we're caught up. Now let me see. Now that we're caught up, let me go up and come back down. King, it's I don't know if they still, I don't even know if they have it anymore. I don't know if they have any God lotion anymore, brother. Let's see here. No, well, Trey, I'm not trying to clown on you, man. I'm just saying you can't say things like that when you're not painting any. You're trying too hard. You're trying too hard to push something with somebody that you don't know, man. Okay? That's what's important, okay? But Z-Dog, I showed you can't paint the picture if you don't have the things to position yourself to paint the picture. I've got those three things. I've got the wine above the bed, the colored lights, and the easel in the living room. That's three. Then I've got the how I talk to her, land, sea, air, and space. So that's seven different things that I can utilize to really put flavor in her eyes and flavor in her ears and become more of an addiction where I am separating myself from everybody else. But see, the problem is you didn't tell us your intentions. Why don't you type it in what you said as far as your intentions go so I can tell you where you fucked up at? And I know you fucked up with your intentions. Y'all tripping, man. Okay, but I know you don't do extra stuff on Tinder, but you can't say the shit you're saying to somebody on Tinder, man. Then do it your way. I'm not trying to stop you. Do it your way, man. Do it your way, man. Do it your way. But I'm trying to tell you guys, this is why y'all only get attention from women, because you got there are tons, David, of premature ejaculating creams now and sprays. That was just back in the day. But there's stuff that they have now. So, you know, just get what's for you. Don't get what I'm saying to get. I'm not telling you to get it. I'm saying get what you need for yourself. But what I'm saying is for you guys out there is that when, see, y'all are too busy dealing with women that are playing games with you. And the reason that you're dealing with women that are playing games with you is because you're playing games with yourself. You're not keeping it 1,000 with yourself, guys. Think about what I'm saying to y'all guys, all right? If you want to change her perspective and her reality, you must have you must make a shift in her perspective and her interpretation of you. See, most women have an idea of what average is, and y'all are just reinforcing average. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, listen to me. I want her to see a different perspective by seeing another side of me, by how I am interacting with her. See, there's no perspective or interpretation somebody she's never met before. See, she's met you guys before because all y'all do is y'all talk on surface and shit. Y'all cannot paint pictures in their mind to get them excited about even messaging, just a text message. Because you're not shifting perspective and interpretation. Perspective and interpretation. She can't have a perspective or an interpretation of someone that she's never met before when he is one with himself. But she will take on the perspective and the interpretation because the behaviors and the emotions are going to trigger and override the values, the judgments, how she feels about herself and all that other stuff. Because she is going to start to feel her self-worth through me. This is what I'm saying. I'm going to be the key to giving her the one thing that the dresses, the purses, the shoes, and the makeup have been doing for years, and that is I'm going to be her self-fucking-worth. Because with me, she's on top of the fucking world. Out me, she is lost as fuck. Why? Because that's what the fuck I created. And I'm not doing it through manipulation and lies and gimmicks and tricks. I'm standing on what the fuck I am and what I bring to her. With me, she's on top of the world. She no longer feels bad. She no longer not, she there's not one day she doesn't feel sexy. Unless I'm not talking to her or something. But other than that, you know, I make her feel good. I make her feel sexy. I do. You see what I'm saying? And the thing is, gentlemen, that's so beautiful about all of this is that I'm in control. She's looking to me to feel something. She's following me because I'm giving her, not only a self-understanding of who the fuck she is, and not only showing her to accept who the fuck she is, but I'm taking it one step deeper by giving her a self-sexual understanding, goddammit. And I'm showing her how to accept herself sexually because she's repressed feelings, emotions, sexual desires, and fucking fantasies that you motherfuckers won't give her. But I'll give her the motherfuckers. You motherfuckers won't give her that shit. But I'll do that shit. Guys, you got a question? Put a Q in there. I got you. Yeah, guys, put a thing. I got you. But y'all don't understand what the fuck I'm saying, man. Y'all don't see when I open her ass up, brother. I can show her how to be the professor and the student. I can show her how to be the cheerleader. We can go to a bar and we can be two strangers that meet at a bar and fuck at the fucking the alleyway. I can show her how to, if she has a daddy fetish, which is some of them do have that kind of shit, and some of them have rape fetishes, and I know, I'm sorry, some of them do. Listen, before I say this, I never rape a woman. If they come to you and say, I've got a rape fantasy, that's something different. But I'm saying there's so many things that she wants to release and let go that you guys are always shaming these women for. Most of you guys just shame women for everything they want to do nasty, everything they want to move nasty. Look, Jazz, I'm going to tell you as it is. I have other priorities, and I don't want a relationship, but I still want to get to know you intimately and bring you play. You know where you went wrong, brother? When you tell somebody to look, they're going to automatically take a defensive position because you're talking at their fucking asses in a disrespectful manner, dog. Look, Jazz. I'm going to tell you as it is. That's how she's taking it. So you're already fucked up. You're already fucked up. See, I would have started with, what's up, sexy? How you doing? What's good with you? Send me a photo. Let me see you right now. I want to talk to you about something. See that? Two totally different things. Two totally different things. Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck he talking about. Yeah, what is bootleg heavy? Where are you getting? Where's bootleg heavy? Russ, where y'all seeing bootleg heavy at? Where's that? Brent, okay, look, let me say something, brother. I don't know who fucking Brent S is. I don't give a fuck because he can't fuck with me. I've been doing this shit for over 30 fucking years. And the shit that I do is something that old Brent, which you might want to know. Okay, let me, can we educate people real quick on some shit? You're listening to a guy named Brent, which I'm sure he's a Caucasian. But let me tell you about the Brents of the world that used to be back in the day. Apparently you don't understand what the fuck is going on. Since the 90s or the late 80s, when Game was getting out there on the surface of the street, and I won't say all white people because I'm not trying to make this into race, but let me educate you on something. All these Brents and all these guys, these pickup artists and all these guys that think they have Game, they did exactly what this motherfucker did right here. Because everybody thinks that he invented or is the king of rock and roll, and nobody knows about this black woman here. Rosetta Thorpe, do your history and do your fucking homework. Same guy that created this fucking book here was the same guy that made people think that this woman right here invented rap because she went on MT fucking V and started rapping for, she was the first one to rap on MTV. And everybody thought that she invented that shit, but she just went on the streets and picked it up from black people. Everybody, y'all motherfuckers understand, everybody steals shit and tries to package it and call it game. And you think this motherfucker, Brent Smith, sounds like a fake-ass name, and you believe that shit? Being carefree? Nigga, ain't nobody carefree in this game. Boy, you lucky I don't kick your ass out for saying that silly-ass shit. If you don't like this shit, go see old boy Brent. Fuck you talking about that silly shit. But I appreciate that's how you got here. Now you here, let's keep you here. Because we don't, listen, here's the thing, man. I don't want you to be carefree. That's why y'all losing. There's got to be a sense of urgency with you motherfuckers. There's got to be a sense of urgency to have a conquering mentality to fucking get what you want. Stop all this carefree shit. Oh, I'm carefree. I can do whatever I want to. Oh, smell the rub. Man, fuck that, man. Fuck these motherfuckers that talk about being carefree, dog. What I am saying to you guys out here, that if anybody is pushing shit like that, run. I'm not the end-all be-all, but I'll tell you who you should listen to. Not who you should listen to, but what they're teaching. If they're not teaching you to be fucking self, you better run. If they're not teaching you your own language, you better run. If they're complaining, you better run. And if they want you to be carefree, you better fucking get the fuck out of there quick. Carefree. Fuck is that? Come on, baby. Can't be carefree with the game, man. Can't be carefree. Can't be carefree. We got to see the game for what it is, man. What you got to say about staying in the gym? YM, are you serious? Is this how you, are you, I say, what the fuck are you talking about? Thank you, DYDY. My brothers, please, come on, man. This is why you ain't getting no pussy. Look at what the fuck you saying, dog. And I'm saying this with love, man. Look, I need to start. Y'all know I created Surface Dwellers, right? So I'm going to start creating something brand new. It's called a mannercism. Because the power of man compels you. The power of man compels you. The power of man compels you. I need to start doing some mannerisms with some of you soft-fended-ass motherfuckers talking like this. And I'm not throwing holy water on you. I'm throwing game on you, son. Fuck you talking about with this silly shit. God damn. What? Jesus Christ. I'm going to keep him in. I'll give him one chance. He say something stupid like that, he might as well just block himself. But what I'm saying, guys, we got about 17 minutes, man. Hey, Germany, I was in bomb order. Guten Tag. Danke gut und dir, Thief. Wait, no. Auction Tschüss. What's up, Jack? Yeah, man. We're going to start doing some mannerisms in this motherfucker. Yeah, I know I created grass-eating lions and surface dwellers and shit. I created all that shit, man. Come on, man. And I think the show with Angry Man is doing some mannerisms for all these guys out there that act like women and shit, crying and shit. No, and let me say something to you, brother. Hey, 06, listen. And I say this, and I'm serious. Now, I appreciate the words, but listen. That's not what I'm here for, brother. I appreciate the love, yes. But I didn't do anything. As much as I see, if this is a cult, I would take credit. Because all credit should come to me because I'm the almighty on top of the altar. That's not me. You did it. You believed in yourself. You made the change. I didn't do shit. But I appreciate the love. But no, I've got to disagree with you. You did it. You created it. You changed for yourself. And that's the beauty about being a man. I'm proud of you, man. Great job, sir. Great job. Yeah, dog, you know that shit, Freelance Ronan, man. You know that, man. No. Hey, C-Dog, I got love for you. See, listen. Here's the thing. I don't care where you come from. I just want you to understand that some of these places have done so much damage to you that you think that actually some of the stuff they teach you is it doesn't work, man. And I'm not being mean. I just want you not to mention where you came, but let's mention who you are. You see what I'm saying? Who is CR? Who's Mr. Rustin? Who is Mr. Rustin to himself? Why is Mr. Rustin who he is? And what is Mr. Rustin trying to do to evolve himself? That's why I welcome you in, man. I don't want to hear about nobody else, big dog. I don't want to do that. Oh, let's not do that, man. I got love for y'all motherfuckers. We good. We riding. Yeah, man. Y'all good motherfuckers. I mean, I appreciate y'all motherfuckers, man. I appreciate y'all. But like I was saying before, and listen, we'll get in more. We'll do the week. We'll do more of this week and stuff. But what we're saying is, for a lot of you guys, I don't want you to believe in yourself. No, listen to me. Listen, I'm not drunk and I'm not taking drugs. Listen. I don't want you to believe in yourself. I'm going to tell you why. See, when you believe in yourself, well, some of you don't believe in yourself, but when you start to believe in yourself, you still don't win. What I want you to do instead of believing in yourself, I want you to have an unshakable, unmovable belief in yourself and your ability to get shit done. Two totally different things. See, guys, you believe what your mind tells you. Your mind can tell you today that you're a good man. Tomorrow can tell you you're weak. The next day can tell you you're not good enough. You're too short, too fat, too ugly, too broke. Whatever the mind wants to do, and you believe them. Guys, we're getting deep. Hold on, guys. Wait. Y'all know I got to post this shit. Hold on. Time out. Y'all know I got to post this because I don't want nobody saying this shit. Nobody's talking about what the fuck I'm about to say to y'all guys. So what you hear is 100% coming from us. Nobody's talking about this shit. We are the first ones to talk about this shit. Let's talk about this real quick, about this belief thing. Because you're on the surface, the reason why I don't want you to believe is because all your fucking life, to the point you come here, you have been believing, which has been hurting you. I'll give you a prime example, and I appreciate what he said. I'm going to show you something. This is why I don't want you to believe. Because anybody can go on YouTube and say hypergamy, and if you believe it, that's why I don't want you to believe. Because beliefs are for the naive, the gullible, and the disillusioned. Remember, guys, we are nothing but the stories handed to us by our parents. Some of our parents have told us what religion we should be and how to think because they want us to believe what they want us to believe. don't believe. Excuse me. Don't believe. We're too quick to believe. We're too quick to believe this pill shit. But I ask you, for those that believe that pill shit, where would you be if there was no Matrix? But because the PUAs did it, and because it's happening right now, people want to give you something to believe in to imprison the mind. Woo! 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 Got to fan the mic. Whoa! Whoa! Hold on. Hold on. They want to, gentlemen, I'm not saying this to kiss your ass. And I'm not saying this to make you feel good. And I'm definitely not saying this to motivate you. But what I'm saying is you are the only kind. You are the only motherfucker in this world. There's nobody like you in this world. Based off your fingerprint, prove me wrong. Why you a god, a king? You're God of gods. King of kings, emperors of emperors. Why would you imprison your mind to get rid of your name, to take on a pill, a plate, a saucer, whatever the fuck they throw? Why would you do that damage to yourself? You want to know why? Because you believed. Somebody came up to you and sold you some fucking juice and told you that shit's going to make you a powerful motherfucker. Believe me. Follow me. Hypergamy. And all you do, hypergamy. Female. Yes, I'm going my own way. I'm a blue pill, green pill, saucer pill. I'm a cum drip pill. I'm going monk mode. I'm doing, and y'all don't even know what the fuck y'all are doing because you believe. You believed in a guy in 2011 that went on Reddit and read a post from 2003 from a Chinese guy about not jerking off. And he created NoFap. And then you motherfuckers believed it. But you never believed in yourself. That's the fucking worst part about this. I don't give a fuck what you believe in. I don't care what religion you believe. I'm fine. If you go to church on Sunday and you believe in a God and all this, I'm fine. I'm not here to change your mind on that. Believe in yourself first. Put you first. Believe what you want to believe, but believe in you first. Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, 1,000th, fucking 100,000, 500,000, 1 million, trillion, billion. Believe in yourself. Stop worrying about the next man. You're not going to get this down by worrying about people. Stop believing in things and start believing in you. And when you start believing in yourself, and I know a guy, guys are like, yeah, I believe in myself, but I'm a, well, I am an orange peel. You don't believe in that shit. Why would someone that's trying to get you to believe in yourself try to get you to believe in being a high value man? Why would someone get you to believe in going your own way if they actually wanted you to believe in yourself? Nobody wants you to believe in yourself. You got 7 minutes to go. If you had a question, I got y'all. But what I'm saying, though, I'm saying you must put yourself above all things. Because the only way you'll have clarity is seeing it from your throne. Seeing it above the mountain. And when you see things above the mountain, you can see things for what the fuck they are versus what you want them to be. But if you keep pushing yourself down because you don't believe in yourself, you're never going to believe anything, and you'll always follow blindly to somebody else who wants you to believe what they want you to believe. And that's what men don't do that, gentlemen. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. That's exactly, Jeremy. That's what I always tell you guys. Nobody ever told you to watch this but me. There's not one YouTuber that's telling you to watch this, man. What? Gentlemen, if you just take a moment, because I've been telling you this shit for decades now. Yes, and a decade is over 10 years. For those that don't know, I've been telling you this. Watch this fucking movie. Go on YouTube. Go on YouTube and type in The Great Sperm Race. And if after you see that you don't believe in yourself, then you're lost. I can't help. Guys, when you see what you went through, you don't even, you know what? I'm going to try to find a way to talk more about the race this week. So Monday night, I think I'll try to do, I'm going to do a show with Angry Man from at 2. So Monday night, I'm going to do a show on The Great Sperm Race. You don't know what you went through to get here. Please, please, this is not anything for girls and boys. Please don't do that here. Please block that motherfucker. Wait, where did Dave, let me see. Someone had to correct David. Let me see what David said. What did David say? Oh, Ricky, I want to say thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't see that, Ricky. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, I apologize. Sorry, thank you very much, Ricky. I really do appreciate that. Appreciate that. What do you mean what you should do? Okay. What I'm saying to you. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. I got to get that tomorrow. I got to get all that shit. I got to figure out a way to post it without, I can't show the video. But maybe I just say fuck it, take the hit and show you the video anyway, because you just don't know how the fuck you got here. You just don't know how the fact that you don't believe in yourself, you don't understand. All right, I always say this to y'all guys. Yeah, Monday, tomorrow, Monday. Yeah, I got two shows. We'll do one with Angry Man and then one on Monday evening. Let me say this to y'all guys. Listen to me. There is a movie called Wanted, okay, with Morgan Freeman. Hopefully y'all see that. It's called Wanted with Morgan Freeman and Angelina Jolie. So if y'all can write that down, it's called Wanted with Morgan Freeman and Angelina. It's called Wanted, okay, guys? Man, hey, anybody watch Power with Tommy? Shoo! Boy, Tommy's the shit. I'm sorry. I was just thinking about Tommy. God damn it. Okay, anyway. So it's called Wanted with Morgan Freeman with Angelina Jolie. Why is this important? Because all your life, what if all your life you have been suppressing the lying in you, the lion in you? What do I mean by that? Gentlemen, when you see a woman and you feel something, guess who labeled it fear? It wasn't me. You labeled it fear. Because it made you feel a certain way, you label it anxiety. But the beautiful thing about the game and that movie Wanted is the million-dollar question. See, remember I always tell you sometimes movies poke shit that you ain't supposed to know, but those that actually know it know what the fuck they're talking about, where everybody else watches it, they just miss it. What if, and I want to leave y'all guys with this. I want y'all guys to think about this. What if that feeling you have when you get around a woman that you suppress was the same feeling that got you to the egg? What if that feeling that you have always suppressed, that you lied, you named it fear? That's like me naming this popcorn. Or, look, I'm going to name this ketchup. I can name anything I want to name, but is it actually what I'm naming? Or do you not see how deep I'm getting? Is this ketchup? No, it's a cup. But what if? What you're feeling is the lion trying to get out of your ass saying, get the fuck out of my way and let me do the work for us. Get the fuck out of my way and let me put my bid in. Get the fuck out of my way and let me go ahead and talk that yak to her. Get the fuck out of my way and let me stand on what we stand on. And if she's down, she's down. And if she's not, she's not. What if he says, get the fuck out of my way? Fuck what she say. We gonna do this, dog, because I got your motherfucking back, because it was you and I together that got us to the motherfucking egg. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about that? Jesus, I show you all the time. Let me, before we wrap it up, I show you. I love showing you this shit. Let me find that cake-ass shit. Show your ass all the time this shit. Fuck is it at? That's gingerbread shit. All the time. This is when that lion said, I'm on my way. Get out my way, brother. Get out my way, sisters. Get the fuck out my way. I don't give a fuck about you. I'm reaching the egg. And what you got, we'll talk about this on Monday. You suppressed them. I'm going to leave y'all with something to think about. I want all y'all guys to just sit back on and follow your boy on this one. Thank you, Freelance. This is why I tell you don't believe. Because if you believe that you don't have a lion inside your motherfucking ass, then that's why you shouldn't believe. Because he's inside of you, just caged up. He's there. I'm not trying to make you feel good. I'm telling you to think. I didn't get you here. YouTube didn't get you here. Instagram didn't get you here. Facebook didn't get you here. Plenty of Fish didn't get you here. Your fucking house didn't get you here. Your clothes didn't get you here. Your shoes didn't get you here. Your car didn't get you here. Your fucking height didn't get you here. You know who the fuck got you here? You did, motherfucker. It wasn't me. You did it. But how did you do it? That's what you're missing. The how. You are here right now with me because the first thought you had, not my thoughts, and again, nobody's going to tell you this but me, the first thought you had was to win by all means, to conquer by all means, to say, fuck the world, fuck everything and everybody, I'm getting what the fuck I want, tell me I'm wrong, you're here right now. You're fucking here right now. And if you don't believe it, fuck you, because you are lying to your goddamn self. Believe in yourself. But don't believe that you're not good enough, because that's why you're not good enough, because you believe the bullshit instead of the truth. The truth is, you got here on your own. Because there was a belief in yourself. There was a drive, a desire, a passion. We'll talk about that on Monday. Because you know what we do. But you know what else I always say to you motherfuckers that nobody tells you motherfuckers? There's nobody else that tells you this shit. And this is why I want you to believe, because at the end of the day, when you go to bed at night, always think about the graveyard. Because every motherfucking body you see in all these goddamn tunes, they have one thing had, H-A-D, they had one thing in common. And that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. This is why I tell you, please live every day like it is your last, man. I didn't say it is going to be your last. But believe in yourself to go every day, go hard in the fucking paint. If it's raining, go hard in the fucking paint. If it's cold outside, go hard in the fucking paint. If you get rejected, go hard in the fucking paint. Believe in you. I cannot force you to do something that you should be doing already. But you're believing the wrong things. That's why you're failing. Because most of y'all believe that you're not good enough. Most of you believe all this stupid-ass shit. In order for y'all to see it, we got to help you see it, man. No, E, don't. No, I'm doing wrong. I don't want to motivate. My job is not to motivate you. My job is to get you to motivate your motherfucking self. I cannot teach you motivation. Let me tell you why, real quick. I say this because I say this with love. I appreciate this. But let me tell you, because nobody's going to tell you this shit. Let me tell you why. The reason why I cannot do anything for you is based off of this one fucking principle. Your fingerprint. I don't know your language. Nobody has ever pulled you aside to tell you that based off of your fingerprint, you have a language that is all yours, yours and yours alone. Nobody's ever told you that you're allowed to create your language, your story, your attitude, your laws, your rules, your codes, your vision statements, your mission statements, your principles, how you move as a man. You can create your scribe. You can create your marketing team. You can create your motherfucking drug lab. You can create your culinary school. You can create your motherfucking amusement park. You create it. I can't create it for you. I'm just trying to show you how to find it. Don't find it through me. I'm not that guy. I'm not going to lie to you. This is not a cult. It is my job to get you to see the power in what the fuck you are, to come back to your name, the name that your ancestors gave you. The name that some of you had when you came above the boat. The name that some of you had when you were below the boat. The name that you had for you black motherfuckers that were being tarred, feathered, lynched, and killed. And you still had the name and because you had sons. And they had sons. And they had sons. Only to have you. And what do you say to thank all those motherfuckers? I'm going to be a pill. I'm a hypergamy. I'm going to change my name. Are you fucking serious? And for anybody else, you came to America. How you got here is how you got here. But your ancestors loved and they loved and they pushed the family name and family values and pushed and had sons who had sons who had sons and more sons to have you. And what do you think them? I'm Blue Pill Mike. I'm gray, green, this. I mean, what the fuck are y'all doing, man? Wake up. Believing. Stop believing. Because you're believing the wrong shit. Believe in yourself. First, second, and infinity. That's what I'm going to say. I love y'all motherfuckers, man. Listen. We have so much stuff for you on the site. I teach you how to cook. I teach you everything, everything from eating pussy, kissing, all. I teach you it all, but we got to do it the right way. So if y'all want to get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Get at your boy, man. But also, guys, for everybody that's new, guys, take a moment. I want to say thank you for those that are here. But please, guys, go ahead and like, subscribe, and pass this on to somebody that maybe he's depressed. Maybe he's suicidal. Maybe he's confused. And I'm going to show you how cold it is. You can only offer help one time. Don't force this on anybody. Because those that are not students are going to say, man, this guy's an asshole. He's a dick. He yells at people and he screams at people. He's so mean. I don't want to listen to him. But you know what? That nice, kind guy over there, he tells me her female nature and he really cares about it. Fuck him. You go find a motherfucker that's ready to get punched in his chest, but is ready to find himself for himself, that is ready to break free. Stop being the prisoner. Stop being the warden. Be the governor. Govern your fucking life. But you can't do it if you don't believe in yourself. I'm serious. You cannot do it. I can help you. But I'm going to do everything I can for those that want help. I got you. Meet me halfway. But those that don't believe, look, it's okay. It's okay. I'm not mad at you. I'm not angry. All I'm saying to you guys at the end of the day is we got to shift this. Just start believing in this. Not me. You pointing at this. See what I'm saying? To see the glory, the beauty that you have. Oh, you're so, and this ain't no homo. But the beauty that you guys possess, and is that same beauty that the woman will fuck for. Because when she sees the beauty in you, what the fuck do you think you take away? Hold on, dog. I'm going to say it one more time. I think y'all ain't hear your motherfucking boy. If the woman sees beauty in you, she will fuck the man that can take away her insecurities because she begins to feel beautiful. Think about that. Fuck with your boy.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night, the show was over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in, ay, just like that, man mindset. Gotta come back again, ay, just like that, man mindset. Email themanmindset@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.
What up, what up? It's the Dean, man. It's the Dean. That's who it is. Uh-huh. Man, mindset, brother. You got coaching, brother. Yeah, but I'm here to help you now. You ready to roll, brother?
Yeah,
all right, how'd you find us, man? Yes. Two things that we got to do, okay? So, we're going to go over the bid. I'm going to break the bid down. Yeah.
See, listen, I'm usually the town asshole.
Nah, nah, you're good. See, the thing is, there's not a lot of people out there. So,
yeah.
Some of the stuff that you said, I know I'm pretty fucking hilarious. I feel like I'm not
the only one
laughing in the room, but.
He said.